Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, hello. You are here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. I don't have a designated host that I know of, so I'm just going to open some mics because I'm sure you guys are ready to tell me about the races. We're going to start out with about three mics. Lil Fred, your mic is open. Call it 313-6592. Your mic is open. And 586-6455, your mic is open. What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Lady A? Hello?
Hello?
Lady A.
Hello?
Hello, Lady A.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little hoarse. Just Lil Fred.
Hi, Lil Fred.
How you doing?
Well, how was this weekend? Tell me about it.
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. We put on a good show, and everybody came out to support. We want to thank all the guys from Detroit and Michigan, Chicago guys, and come out and help support us. And we put on a good show. And we want to give our shouts out to Biz. I talked to him this morning. He should be on his way home from the hospital. But other than that, it turned out real good.
Hospital.
Huh? You said what, Lady A? Hello? Hello, hello. Hello?
I hear you, Fred. I don't know what happened to Lady A.
Okay. What is it, peso?
Man, yes, sir. I'm still
with that and there.
Hey, man. my voice is gone like yours, but my body is
My voice is gone like a mug, man.
I'm laying in bed, man. Just tired.
Yeah, I've been laying around all day.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal day yesterday, man. It was beautiful day.
Good turnout.
Yeah.
Do we got heavy game on yet?
Nah, he'll be here shortly. He'll be here shortly.
Okay, guys. I'm sorry, my phone went dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but other than that, Lady, everything was beautiful. It was beautiful. We thank everybody for coming out and supporting.
Well, I am so excited for you guys. Tell me about some races.
Go ahead, tell them about the races, Peso. You know, I was working, you know, I was a crew chief, and so Peso got to tell you a little bit about that.
You know, I was sitting there on the computer looking at some videos, chopping up some work, man, and, you know, the shootout was probably the exciting thing of the night, because that first round, I heard, you know, people clapping in the hands, and, you know, when you see an underdog like Johnny Quinn come out on top, man, it was That was awesome. So, you know, we had the first race.
I'm like praying right now. I'm just so tired from yesterday. But the first race, J.R. Gibson versus Wayne.
I don't know if everyone noticed, but Wayne was driving his white trash yesterday. And that man did a phenomenal job. I couldn't be more proud of him, I'm sure, as everyone else, because we all know that car, you know, it's a lot faster than that great car he was driving. And when he got his name for to race J.R. Gibson, people hung it up for Wayne. They're like, man, Wayne ain't going to beat J.R. Gibson. J.R. Gibson's car is a red Mustang. It's a new car to the scene. It was the second time out, twin turbos. I mean, when that car pulled up, it's like nobody wanted action with that car. Going to that first round with Wayne and J.R. Gibson, people just knew, you know, Wayne was going to get knocked out that first round. And Wayne did a hell of a job. He drove that car, boy. That car went straight to the missile. And, I mean, ain't won no gap band or nothing played, but he won that first race, man, and that was an awesome race. And then you had Dirty Brown. We had Dirty Brown versus Johnny Quick, also in the first round. And Dirty Brown, you know, Johnny Quick and Dirty Brown, nobody knew who was going to win. You know, you had side pots with people betting on Johnny. You had side pots with people betting on Dirty. It was like a coin toss because we all know Johnny been having a little problem with his car. It's new. You know, it's barely been out, and he's been working his ass off, him and the Fast Shop and everybody that's been supporting Johnny Quick to get that car right for yesterday. And, man, did that car come out flying, man. It was an awesome thing. He beat Dirty Brown. It was an awesome thing. Then we had Outkast, man. Much love to Outkast. I don't know if you guys called. I told him about the show. I don't know if it's called in or not. But the Outkast crew, man, the purple car. What kind of car was that, little Fred?
A Nova. Two-box Nova. Yeah, that's the car Aaron running, Street King.
Yeah, and them and Street King racing. Oh, my God. I mean, another one that people just knew Aaron was probably about to get his doors blew back. The Outkast, I talked to a lot of the guys over there. Pop, I think the guy's name was Jack or Joe. I forget Papa John's. But, man, you know, they just had the car put together this season. And, you know, they came to the event. And, man, did they put on the show, man. That car made a couple passes that night before people just knew it was going to win the shootout. But, as you know, my man Aaron, the Gold Digger, the Street King, he went ahead and had a phenomenal pass and knocked him out the first round. So, going into it, man, a lot of a lot of the guys that was racing in that shootout came out, and it wasn't. Except, you know, then we had Raj versus Chucky, and I can't wait to post this video. I was just about to post this video raw just because of how amazing it was, and I still might, man. You know, you guys be seeing some videos from me within the next 7 to 10 hours or so, probably 5. I'm going to start uploading some stuff here. But Raj versus Chucky, Brian Davis from Bad Company. You know, Raj did everything he could to get that car out. I mean, he was working on it. They had some gremlins in there yesterday, but, you know, he gave me that $300 and said, Peso, we're going to do whatever we can. We're going to take a risk, and we're going to try to win this shootout. And, man, did they come to play, because that was also another really, really close race in that first round. Again, no gap bands played, no red lights played, no bad races. That first round was probably one of the most exciting shootout first rounds I've ever seen, because everyone had a good race. You know, it wasn't no bullshit. It was a good race. It was up to the drivers, and everyone drove their car. So that first round was awesome. Then we got into that second round, man. What do you think about that second round, Fred?
Actually, I don't think I got up there to see the second round because we was working on the car, so I didn't get a chance to see the second round.
Okay. Well, we had White Trash versus Brian Davis, you know.
Oh, yeah, the problem with the car.
The second round was, you know what, you know, the second round and the third round, it was a little bit, it wasn't as good as that first round because it was all technicalities, man. It was, you know, when you look at drag racing and you think about what's the worst that can go wrong, so a racer in a car or a stiff or a tree, it was definitely something that you know, the worst of the worst could possibly happen going into that second round. So we had White Trash versus Brian Davis. White Trash had a backfire. The car wasn't sounding right. You know, it kept cutting off. And, you know, we all know Wayne, he's going to do what he got to do to get to that line and to get that race. I mean, he was in it. He was feeling it. He was getting down that track. That track was set on keel yesterday.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't no one saying it was a problem with that track yesterday. Milan did a phenomenal job showcasing how well prepped their track, and no one there complained about it. I think I may have heard one or two cars talk about it was a track, and that I even had to get into it because when you seen cars going down that track the way you did, everyone knew that track was set on keel. They sprayed that track. They dragged that track every hour almost just to keep it right just for the races. So, you know, when you see these races, I'm going to post later on with Wayne and Brian Davis, you know, that second round with Street King and also Johnny Quick, there's a lot of controversy. And the controversy, I just want to make clear to everyone, controversy wasn't so much about the shootout. You know, I'm not going to really get into that. That was for the racers, you know, but between Aaron and Johnny Quick, they had a really big side pot. I heard that side pot almost exceeded $10,000 in the side pot that was betted on with the shootout. You know, so as far as the shootout goes and the rules, you know, everything was everything, and there was a little light played and trickery. You know, I let the fans look at that, you know, so, you know, we gonna look into that later, but there's a lot of stipulations, a lot of questions, a lot of concerns around how that tree worked, how it was activated, who rolled the lights, all that. But at the end of the day, it was still a great event. And, you know, much love to Brian Davis, man. That guy is the most stand-up guy I know in drag racing. He won that belt with 28th. He, you know, even though he lost that last round to Johnny Quick, that was the finals, just so everyone know, Brian Davis and Johnny Quick. He lost that belt. Well, he won the belt, the 28th belt, because obviously he beat cars, every car there on 28th and destroyed them. And he did lose to Johnny Quick in the finals, where Johnny Quick had 29s, you know, with bars, which we let him in because, you know, we at that point the races didn't really care if people had bars or no bars. You know, everybody just wanted to get down, and that wasn't part of the question. So the races decided that it would be okay. And so Johnny Quick went ahead and won that race. And again, Brian Davis, I believe I was reading and talking to him. I haven't talked to him yet because, you know, we all still sleep and tired over here, exhausted. But I think he said his converter or something stalled. I don't know, whatever it may be. And he didn't get a good leave as well. The car didn't even move.
I'm on your pace, so I'll explain that to you whenever you got time.
Hey, you can explain it right now.
Oh, yeah, we were having electrical issues all day. We were out there for the Rockies pit stop rental on Thursday, and the car was having a bunch of issues, and I decided I wasn't going to take the car. Then I decided, well, hell, I'm going to come out here and support the event and do what I got to do. So I tried fixing it. I fixed some of the other issues, but when I did that, it showed me I had other issues. I was having issues so bad that when you put your hand in the ignition box in my car and touch the nitrous bottle, you get electrocuted. I was having a lot of ground issues. And we kept chasing bugs all day during a shootout, and something happened with whatever. When I went to get up on the converter, the car just completely shut off. And that's how racing goes. So I'm going to rip out all the wiring and get the whole thing rewired.
Yeah, I know you are. It's probably already getting done right now.
Yeah. I want to give props to Johnny, though. He, like I said, he won that event. It's well-deserved. I'm glad to see him back in it.
Yeah, man, it was definitely exciting to see him back out there, man. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for your being such a stand-up guy and representing Bad Company the way you did, because, you know, the way the night was going, everything was an argument. So a good argument, you know, but you definitely was like, hey, give me my belt, goddamn, and let Johnny Quick get that money and that belt.
Well, me and Johnny, it's weird because me and Johnny raced last year, and he had an issue at the line. And then I raced him this year, and I had an issue. Me and him have yet to race where we can both leave the line. So we're going to make it happen again this year, but we want to make sure that everyone's right with everything, so it's a good race. Because like you said, that first round, I've been out of town and raced you know, a good amount. I don't know that there was better side-by-side action than in that first round. And I know that video with Raj is going to be good because I've seen that man sitting outside my window the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, man. That race between him was crazy, man. No one knew what was going on. All we had,
oh, yeah.
You couldn't tell.
My car was all over the track, too.
That was an awesome race, man. That was the cleanest race, probably one of the cleanest races of the night, man. That was a phenomenal race. It was just awesome. So, you
it was
know,
great sportsmanship by everyone, too. I mean, I even had, when I was racing Wayne, I had a little nitrous leak, and all the shit that me and Black Stain talked to each other, he had a wrench in his pocket, whipped it out, gave it to one of my guys to fix the car, you know. So props to Dan, he didn't have to do that, you know, just to help it out. Like he said, you know, he came up to me, he's like, well, you know, I would expect the same from you guys, and we would definitely do that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I don't know who's going to challenge you and Johnny to those belts. You know, I don't know if it's going to be someone from Chicago, because Chicago, man, I want to thank everyone for Chicago because they all came out. I don't know. Every time I looked up, I seen the Chicago guy pulling in. If it was 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 8 o'clock.
Yep.
I don't even know what time Three Love got there. I think Three Love.
Yeah, he popped in out of nowhere.
Yeah, they said that he broke down on the highway, and Kimo went and picked him up off the highway and brought him on in. But we want to give a shout out to them Chicago guys because they did come.
Yeah.
And Sweet Willie came.
They had some badass rides on the property, I tell you that. Chicago had some badass shit there, without a doubt.
Yeah,
man.
And everyone's got to remember that when they have an event. You know, we got to go support them like they do us.
Yeah, we got to support each other.
Yep.
Yeah, I met Hey Yo Steve from King of Streets. I'm going to definitely be at his event, man. He was an awesome guy. And, you know, all those guys. It was good to see him Boost 12 out there, man. You know, I think I'm in Chicago mad at me, but, you know, they love me at the end of the day.
Chicago ain't nothing.
Hello.
Chicago ain't nothing.
Who's that?
Hey, fella.
That sound like Street King.
That sound like Never Scared Tim in the house.
Timmy.
Hey, man.
What up,
where Heavy Game at?
Hold on. You said what?
Heavy Game
on
radio? Are you on the station?
Thank you.
Hey, Tim, man, that car
looks
real good.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I had to go get the car from the guy who was installing the sounds. Me and Junkyard had a race locked in, and I said, man, I got to be there. I said, it's our race, it's our event. It wouldn't be right for me to be sitting on the side on the sideline and just looking. I said, I know my inside was halfway done and all this, that, and the other, but, man, look here. I had fun with y'all, fellas, man.
Man, that car pulled. I'm going to call your car Black Beauty or something, man. That thing pulled up so clean. man, and that race you had was awesome.
Hey, sweet, Tim.
Hey, but now I know what I got to do, me boy. I'm real sweet. Bite it. Hey, go ahead, bite in the meat.
Hey, sweet, Tim.
That was the first time I had the car out. I had a few little things I had to get figured out on it, but I figured it out. Hey, I want to be sweet as berries, baby. Oh, honey, on me.
Man, meatball, what's up, my baby?
Tired, man, tired.
Hey, we all turned down right now.
Hey, man,
I'm so tired.
It was a hell of a show, man. I swear, man. I had most fun. Son came out with me, had fun, man. The whole family had fun. It was a nice event, man.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Yeah, it was. It was. Meatball, what's up, man?
Hey, Chucky.
What up?
Man, boy, I seen you going down. Through there yesterday, man. I said, man, that motherfucker, I'm on the sideline like, that's the gas, that's the gas. Say, shit, you don't know that motherfucker ain't gonna never get out the goddamn gas. You kept them flames lit. Watch that, man. That motherfucker had
flames. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I'm proud to see all the fellas getting down. Hey, man, but for real, you know, I just got on. I don't know if y'all brought it up or not, but, you know, Biz had a real bad little incident going down there. I was able to text him yesterday or last night. Yeah, to let him know, man. You know, we got his back because Biz is a big supporter of us.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the coolest guys out of Chicago. It ain't like one of the guys you can't keep it 100 with. You can pull him over to the side, and, man, that's a good dude. And we wish him to get better as soon as possible.
Yeah, he good to me. Me and Fred talked to him this morning. He was getting out of the hospital on his way, I guess, back to the house. We talked to him this morning.
Yeah, man, that's a good dude right there, man. And he had a real bad wreck at the eight, man.
His neck was a little sore, and he fractured his finger. They put a splint on his finger.
Yeah. Hey, people kept saying his arm got broken. He's going to cut it up. Biz's arm did not get – he didn't break his arm?
No, it wasn't none of that. I talked to him this morning. He said the only thing that's wrong is he got a little neck pain, and his finger is broke, and they put a spleen on his finger. And he was getting out, and that was about the – when we talked to him this morning.
Well, that's good, man. You know, talk all this trash and we bash each other and we motherfuck each other and everything else. But man, at the end of the day, we got to go home to these families, man. And you know, your family. I never want to see you smacking nothing like that, man. But he hit that wall hard both times. And I said, man, I'm talking about right in front of us, dude. I'm talking about right there at the eighth. I said, ooh wee. Looking at that car last night, I'm like, man, I'm glad I could still text stuff, man. But you know, part of the
game. And we also got to get Peso shop. You know, he did what he did. He got everything together. And Jay Barnes and family. Grudge Inc. Can we get Heavy on? Is Heavy on?
I'm going to text him. I'm going to send him a text right now.
Hey, Peso.
Hello?
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 Hello? You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up, Peso?
What up, Peso? What up, Detroit? Chi-Town, Big Wheel here.
What's in the Big Wheel?
All right, man. Y'all put on a nice show last
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
We appreciate that,
hey,
man. We appreciate
my
that.
Bad. I got a lot of dollars.
Hey, is Peso back on? You just text me and see his car dropped.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Peso, you there?
Hey, Lady A, can you call Wayne too, please?
I will. Just a moment.
Hey,
Peso. So much, dude. Yeah.
Hello.
You're about 5 seconds behind me.
Hello? Yeah, I'm back on. Was somebody talking to me? As soon as somebody heard somebody say Peso something,
That was me, Peso. That was Brian.
Okay.
I was going to tell you, I think that you should definitely do some more of the shootouts. I myself love them. There's no bullshit. You got to race. You got to get down. I'd like to see you guys do some more shootouts here at Milan. And then I want to say big, big, big props to Milan, man. That track was badass. I didn't have one complaint.
Oh, yeah, man. They stepped up, man.
They accommodated us. They did everything. They came around and asked us if everything was good. There was a lot of interaction with us. It was awesome.
Yeah, man, they was on it yesterday, man. They definitely showed some great hospitality to everyone. You know, I can't thank them enough, man. They did a good job.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
All right. Who we got?
This is Jeff from Outcast Racing in Chicago.
Hey,
what's up,
man?
how y'all doing, man? How you doing?
All right.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in and say I love the show. You know, I was trying to represent for Chicago yesterday, but we had some technical difficulties ourselves, and but we do want to have a chance to get back at it. You know, so as you guys see, it was the first time out for us, but you know, we intend to be out there a little bit more this year. Hope to engage with a couple
just
of you guys.
You guys didn't win didn't mean you didn't represent. You still came out there and raced.
Yeah, that's true. You know, so but it was a rookie mistake that I made, and I'm just embarrassed about it right now. So but we'll get that choice straight now. So
hey man, y'all got a badass car, boy. Now, when that car came up to them lanes, we seen that boy, you know, I was trying to get you a race with some heavy hitters, boy.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you were trying to stick me on the biggest ones. I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to start small, man. Come on now.
Hey, man. Small guys just want to race you, man. Every time I said, we ain't got nothing for that car, man. That car is beautiful.
That's true. Thank you, man. Thanks. It's a long time coming, but as I said, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and you know, like I said, also all that Outkast, man. You know, Pops, you didn't hear my other buddy, Ronnie, or Zook, as they call him. We figured we'd make a little debut out there, and I don't like to do, as shirts say, we don't talk, we run, you know. So, I would like to, you know, support the show, and I do support you guys, and whatever I can do to help, man, I want to make it happen. So
we appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about Outkast, because I heard about you guys, and I guess I heard y'all was like a motorcycle group, and then y'all built a race car. Is that true?
No. Really what it is I was a street. Now, I've been in street racing in Chicago for the longest, you know, but I sat the car down for a number of years, and my buddy had a small block Camaro that we used to run, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago. And then that broke you know, about 2 years ago. And my father has a Pops, as y'all call him. He's got a Malibu, 78 Malibu, that, you know, will be coming out real soon. It's a nitrous car, big block on nitrous. Now, mine, you know, has been in the States for about 6-7 years, you know. But, you know, so I know Biz, I know all of those guys. And as I said, we haven't had a chance to come out, you know, hadn't had a chance to come out. But now it's about time, and we want to stand up for, you know, for ourselves. That's all. So and like I said, we wanted to start traveling down south, and whatever, you know. So we were very upset last year. When the South came up here, and that car wasn't ready, because again, you know, we'd like to engage with some of those guys too, you know. So. I was trying to get Street King to race me again, but then that controversy happened in the second round, and I kind of got pushed to the side, man, you know, so I let them do their thing, you know. You guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but we'll get a chance to engage, you know. Like I said, I was asking anybody, you know, if there was what can we do to, you know, I want to keep the show alive. You know,
Hello?
Who we got? Yeah, who we got?
It's who? Canada. Dirty Brown.
Okay, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hello? Yeah, we hear you.
All right.
We hear you.
Hey, man, I just want to get just call in and say thanks for the show yesterday, man. That was a great time. Definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out showing support.
What was that?
I said we appreciate you coming out showing the support.
Yep, definitely.
Because Dirty Brown ain't no joke.
It's getting there, man. It's getting there, but still got a couple months to work on. Hopefully keep some fucking body parts on it. We'll be all right.
Hey, what now you can do about that, Mike?
No.
Hey, heavy gang.
What's up, everybody? Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
A little tired, but we good.
I want to do a Chicago stand up for Detroit, baby.
Who was that, Larry? Good evening.
Good evening.
Huh? I was looking
at
Larry.
I was with Sweet Willie yesterday. We was getting everything together, man, you know, because it was the beginning of the season for us. And with it being the beginning, we had little, you know how you do with cars. You got little knickknacks you got to kind of straighten out and see and watch for and so far and so on, you know. And we wanted to make sure that we came and did our part as being part of Grunge Inc. and also being part of the Brotherhood of Detroit also. So we came on down there and made our hit down there and seen a little something I didn't like, and he seen a little something in it. The same thing I've seen, so we decided that we go ahead on and just make sure we showed our support and get the car back in the trailer, man, just to let y'all know that we are for real about what we do.
We greatly appreciate that, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Man, I was trying to get to you in the stage lane, but I see y'all had that beautiful car sitting up there, man. I said, man, I'm going to try to catch my man before he leave, but you cut out of that a little too early.
Yeah.
Man, that's a pretty ass goddamn car, man, I swear.
Yeah, it's pretty decent, man. We wanted to run just as good as it looks. So, you know, we got a little odds and ends to do. So once we get that ironed out, I think everything going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I was trying to catch him with Wayne. I couldn't catch Kimo yesterday. And, you know, it kept me we kind of stayed a little busy yesterday, man, trying to make sure everything, you know, worked out. So we wanted to make sure that everything worked out, you know, as well, because we know that you all are probably do the same thing for us. So, you know, y'all got that coming. Anytime we give y'all support, all you got to do is let us know, man. We like Michael Jackson. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Heavy Gang, you on there, ain't you? Wayne.
He was just on.
Yeah. Heavy.
Yeah, I was saying, it was a crazy day. I didn't know Larry was there, man. I hate I didn't get to come over and holler at you, Larry.
Yeah, I didn't see him either.
Yeah.
Wayne, Heavy, tell him about the event, man.
Huh?
Talk about the event, baby.
It was a beautiful day, man. You know what I mean? Y'all went over the shootout. How it went? Who lost? Who won? Or what?
Yeah, Peso did that.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I took the field to do what you did yesterday, you know, in the first round against that twin turbo car.
Oh, man. Everybody thought I was going to be a pushover in that first round, didn't they?
Yeah, they thought that.
But they don't
recognize
the name.
Never scared.
I think Bub's going to be calling somebody. Thought he was rent money. He was taking all
right
with his sweet ass.
Bub's going to be calling 2 million in the truck because he can't pay his goddamn rent.
Right. Hey, do you think you need to bring me your knife so I can sharpen it up? Because you sure cut some throats. You know?
Oh, man.
You did a good job of cutting throat. I liked that.
I'm starting mid-tree service next week and shit.
Okay.
Chop me some trees down.
Exactly.
So you never scared tree removal or something?
It was all good, man. It was a nice crowd, man. Everybody had fun, man. I had my family out there. And it was just all to the good, you know, Grudge Inc. and Joy J. Barnes, you know, his people, you know. Chicago
right.
was there, you know what I mean? Detroit. My man in them, what's my man in them? Outcast Racing with that Nova? Where they from, man?
Chicago.
Cool cats right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to see some more of that car. That's a nice car there.
Yeah. He on the line.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I hear you, Wayne.
Yeah,
so, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, so it was fun talking to you, man.
Go ahead.
I said, stop telling me about my McDonald's in the car, man. You know what I'm saying? You're telling my secrets. You told me I was eating fine in the car, man. You're telling my secrets. All right? You know, so, Hey, look, by the time I got done talking with you, you made me feel bad for even wanting to run your heads up, man, after that.
Hey, man, I'll just keep it at 100, man. But, you know, we go knuckle up, you know what I mean? No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. I guess, you know what, in fact, before I came over there and talked to you, I heard you in that second round, and I heard your car, when you were pulling up, I was like, man, it don't sound right, and I was telling my guy, and, we had moved, and we didn't see what happened, by that time, we were trying to get back over there, we were just trying to do something before we left, man, because we knew the truck was about to turn bad or whatever, and I was trying to engage with Street King again, now I'm not threatening him. I'm just telling him I sure would like to do that again. I just want to redeem myself. That's all. At least trying to redeem myself, but then, I seen all the trouble they was going through. So I was like, man, let me keep moving, I came on over to talk to you. Real cool cat, man. Real cool cat. I appreciate
you. And you was definitely looking for action.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
If you gave him that back tie, though, it'd have been on and popping.
Well, we can discuss that. I got to get it with my team members, but we might be able to discuss that.
All right.
That's what I said. When are we going to get back out there? What's the next thing to go, to go to?
As far as what, Michigan, Grudge, Inc., or?
Grudge, Inc., because really didn't want to go that far. I know we got this, I'm going to get in that shootout, the meltdown, on June 1st, man, that's a month away.
I'm signed up. I'm already signed up.
Okay. All right.
So,
you doing
anything
for this?
You got it. We got an OET. What day is an OET?
2 weeks
from Saturday.
That's the 25th. 25th,
man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we'll probably try and show up there, and see what happens. That's all.
Yeah, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we got an OET event. So.
Oh.
It's basically the same setup, but it won't be no shootout. It'll be just straight up Grudge racing all night long.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll get together with the team and possibly bring it on up there and try and see what we can do. As I said, I ain't no big brag and all that stuff, man. I just want to get down. That's all. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I talked to Biz a minute ago. He should be damn near home to Chicago by now. I don't know if he called in or not.
Yeah,
Lady A. Is Lady A with us tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. All
right, we got to get Peso back on. He just texted me and told me he dropped off again. I guess Obama was trying to cut his phone off. So.
So what was the old freeway? On the freeway, he had a blowout or something.
Do you
hear me? Another lug came off, so he only got two lugs now.
Hey man, we ain't gonna change his name from three love to three alarm fire. I never ever in my life seen a motherfucker let go of that trans brake. He blew fire from everywhere. It still made a motherfucking full pass, man. I said, God damn. What is wrong with that guy, man?
Hey, Wayne still on the line? Wayne still on the line?
Yeah, I'm right here, Payson.
Hey, what's up? It's Lil Pat. I was with Outkast yesterday, man.
Oh, okay. What's up, man?
Yeah, I was just talking to Justin. I think we might give you that back to you, man. You willing to take it?
Yes, sir, I will.
Yeah?
Yeah, I take the back tie and the clear.
Hey, Jeff, do you hear, man?
Hey, man, wait, y'all adding on some extra stuff, man. Easy.
Hey, look. I put it to you like this, man. We all know that 275 a little better than that 28. We all know a big block is a little better than that small block. And we all know that motherfucking Pro Charge is a little better than that nitrous.
And we all know that nitrous is a little better than that Pro Charge.
What?
Nah, you know what? Hey, look. I can't be responsible for some of the actions that are said, you know, by Lil Pat, man. He a little wild child, you know. He young and he, like I said, he just started coming out with it. So, you know, so please don't take it.
I also know what you got though.
So,
right, but
so,
you know what
though?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't like taking spots from nobody. You know, I'm the type of guy. I like to give a spot. So.
Right.
Maybe what we could do is I just run y'all head up and we work out some odds with the money or something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay. That demand. That sounds good.
You know what I mean? I like spotting. I don't like being spotted. You know what I mean? My
is this
ego
for the May no ET, Wayne?
Huh?
Are you guys setting us up for the no ET in May?
If that's what they're talking about coming up, what day is that, Brian?
I think it's the 25th.
It's May 25th.
Yes, yeah,
it's Labor Day weekend or Memorial Day weekend, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be a problem for me. You know, like I said again, I mean, I'll check my schedule and, you know, check with my guys, man. But, you know, hey, Brian, I didn't get a chance to talk to you, man. You know, my guys came over to you just briefly, you know, so, but I've been listening to you for a while, man. And, That car looks good, man. That car looks good in person. That's for sure. So,
yeah. Hey, Wayne.
Yo.
Hey, tell Brian what Steve's son told you when he came over there. What did he tell you about what Brian do to the dial?
Oh, he said watch Brian. He touches that dial before every pass.
Right, he said he rubbed his head every day.
I rubbed his head.
Yeah, that was good.
Brian, is that true?
Yes, it is.
Brian rubbed that dog head every pass, man.
Damn, I didn't know you guys say that. Mentioned to me.
Yeah. He said, don't let him put that voodoo on. He rubbed that doll head before every pass this year. I said, wow.
Hey, I was joking around one time. I rubbed his head, and I won. So I rubbed that motherfucker's head every time.
I know that's right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, you pay something?
Yeah. What's going on, Brian? I know you didn't like the way you lost that race, man. That just ain't in you to take that one sitting down, man.
No, it sucks. I hated it.
I know you're looking forward to engage with Johnny sooner or later, so I just want
to
be there.
I'm 100% right. I am looking to get that race back. I don't mind losing if I get down or something like that, you know, but it just sucks not even be able to leave the line. But it was the same thing with you, you know. You had your issues. I know you don't like that either.
Right.
You know, it's racing. That's how stuff goes. No excuses, and it is what it is.
Right. Yeah. Well,
you guys did a good event,
though,
Wayne. I definitely had a good time there.
Appreciate it. I enjoyed
everybody. I'm glad that we got my car out for that because I can probably speak for anyone who had a car and didn't bring it is probably kicking themselves in the ass wishing they did.
Oh yeah. I seen the look in Joe's face, man. He was looking like, man, I wish I'd have saved that car a couple more weeks, man. I seen it in his face.
That's all right. We got something for Joe coming out soon.
Yeah. I can't wait till Joe get back out here.
I can't wait either.
he's the one that crashed that Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, last OET. Oh, yeah.
Him and that Street King were raced.
Right. So, Brian, what happened on that in the finals of you racing John? I ain't going to get a chance to talk to you.
I was on Thursday when we were at the Rockies track rental. I was having issues, and my solenoids, all that stuff were surging. They weren't clicking on this and that. So I worked the next day. We got it figured out. We got everything to work properly, but that was sitting out here in the driveway. When we got to the track, we were going down the track, we were noticing we were having other issues. Well, I had my buddy Derek and Tim Husband over there trying to find out what was going on because everything kept surging the whole way down. Well, when you put your arm on the power grid and you touch the nitrous bottle, the power grid would zap you, and it would keep shocking you. So I had a ground issue. So we thought we had got that fixed, and we started making passes. In the first race with Raj, I had no idea what was going to happen. I threw a Hail Mary, put a tune-up, but I didn't know if it was going to work. Chris Tootin wasn't there. He was giving me stuff by the phone to do, and it did work, so we kept putting more power in. And then when I went to go race Johnny, I went to go get up on the brake, and the whole car just died.
We
didn't even look to see why it happened. I haven't even gotten into anything. And I'm not even going to chance it. I'm just ripping all the wiring out and getting it all done, just getting it redone.
Okay. Yeah, I know because I wasn't on the starting line. When y'all two lined up, man, I ran to the eighth of a mile. I said, I don't give a damn about the starting line. I want to be on here when both these motherfuckers come through here.
Yeah. It was going to be a good race, too, man.
Yeah. And mad props to Johnny, man. That boy ain't got quit. He got no quit in him, man.
I gave him a battery earlier in the day. Now I told him I wish I had that damn battery back from you. But like I told him, he deserved it. You know, anyone who would have won it deserved it. But you know, more so him because he's been busting his ass. It's good for the sport. It makes him want to stay out. It's good for the fans. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I tell you what. You know, it's Detroit's gonna be something to be dealt with. So,
oh, yeah.
All that junk biz and them talking over in Chicago, bring it. We ain't never scared.
I got that belt, and I would promise, I would pray and hope someone from Chicago tries to take it from me.
Hello? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
Hey, Brian, can I race you for the belt, man?
You got 28, come get it.
I got a 275.
If that's within the rules, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
When can we do that? Like I said, I was wanting to, you know, I forgot that they had two different belts, you know, and that's what I was telling the guys, man. I was mad. I said, the money was one thing. I just wanted the belt, man. I just wanted the belt.
I'm the same as you.
I think we're all like
right. Right. So, no, I'd love to try to take it from you. So, you tell me when you want to relinquish it, or when you want to put it online. I'll.
My understanding. What's that?
Did you say relinquish it?
I have to Google that to see what that means. I don't know what the fuck that means.
that
my understanding. who's the guy that I'm talking to? Is it the Outcast guy?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Nice. What's your name?
I'm Jeff, man. Jeff.
Jeff.
You call me Jay Freeze, whatever, however you want to call me.
Okay. Well, to my understanding, Jeff, when Jay explained it to me, is I have the belt, and I believe you have to. It's a Michigan belt, so I'm not 100% sure, but I think you have to race it in Michigan. I don't know. Is that true, Wayne?
Once whoever holds the belt has the choice to race wherever they want to race at. So all Jeff got to do is put up a $500 deposit.
Right.
You tell him where you want
to
race at.
I got 30 days to after he
to
puts
race.
The money down, all right, I gotta pick a date and be at the date within 30 days.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm down if you want to. And what it is you have to put up the $500, I would say, probably to Wayne, since he's with the Grudge Inc. guys, because if your Grudge Inc. belt, that has nothing to do with me. And then we can get down for the main OET.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to my team again. I don't like to just talk, you know, before I converse with them. But maybe I'll get with them this week, and I'll get on a business show. I've never done it before, but I'll get on there and, you know, make that happen as far as
We got the main OET, and then we got a race out in Martin on June 15th, and then we got the June OET. So if this one doesn't work for you, we can set it for the following month, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but I want to keep it local around here for our crowd, you know.
I got you. Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, that's no problem. What we'll do, you know, I'll get with them and I'll make sure I try and get in on Thursday and, you know, I'll be able to tell you more about it then. So,
okay.
Man, prophecy, man. I'm glad you got it. So.
Everyone's having issues. I'm just glad we all came out.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, do we got any more callers out?
Yeah.
What's happening, man?
What's up? Yeah. What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy?
What's going on with you, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
We're sleeping, man, down here in Alabama listening to you, man.
Oh, hey, what's up, buddy, man? Look, hey, you know, they were asking me about my, you know, about Outkast, man, and I really couldn't tell them much about us, man, but, you know, I know you've known us for a while. You still got that hat?
Yes, sir. You know I know about Outkast.
Well, you're going to have to bring it out of retirement, man. Bring it on out of retirement. It's true, you know, so, you know.
How's the band doing, man?
Oh, real good. Hey, look, now just so you know, his new name is Pops, all right? You know,
that's
new name
what's
is Pops.
Pops,
you know?
What's going on, man?
good, man. Glad. I thought I saw a guy that looked like you yesterday, man. I almost ran up on him and gave a hug. I'm like, oh, no, that ain't him. What's up, man? So I heard you down in Alabama now?
Yes, sir, man. You get a chance, man. Put it on your schedule, man. They got a big race coming up on the 19th down there. I know you probably won't be able to make that one, but put one of the races down there on your schedule, man.
Well, I tell you what, I'm trying to be more social or whatever, so we just got on this Facebook thing, man. I'm not sure about it, but I got this guy trying to set it up so we can get together and we'll figure out, you know, the best time for us to come on down there. And, you know, we want to invade there too.
Okay. Sounds like a winner, man. I see you at the end of the race in July, man. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you on Pops again.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll do. So we'll see each other soon, man. So we'll see each other soon.
All right, bro. You take care, man. Let me get these guys the show back, man. I am trying to take it over. I just want to holler at you. I heard you on the line.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'll see you. All right.
Lady A. Lady
yes.
A. Can you look for this number? Hold on one sec.
Uh, 313-0150.
Just a moment.
Yeah, Jeff, how long you had that car, man?
Yeah. How long you had your car? Get
out. Hey, how you doing? Hello? Sorry about that.
Yeah, hello?
How long you had that car, Jeff?
Oh, man, I've had that car since 89. You know, it's, you know, I used to do a whole, I used to have a small block in it, and, you know, I used to street race it a lot, and then about 2000, you know, I took it down, you know, I took it to stop messing with the streets and decided to redo it, and, you know, it took a long time to get it going. I've actually had a couple of different attempts at it, but we're getting a little bit closer with it now, so, just wasn't able to make it out with it, you know, before, so.
Okay, man, what's going on, heavy gang? What's up, Young Money? What's happening, man? Boy, y'all got
that
Malibu
riding. it was chaos at the track yesterday, man. I hope we ain't ruining y'all's show or nothing or fucking nothing up for y'all, but, man, you know, people had to get dealt with when they get out of line, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is, man. We had a beautiful day, man.
Listen, man, we had a ball, man. We fed the whole track, man. We had a good old time, man. We raced. It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I got my man Jeff on the phone. That Purple Nova, y'all. The air left sitting at the tree. He said he liked that. He want to redeem himself.
I see. You want to redeem himself. You know, we ain't got no problem with dangling. Now we lock up. Now we ain't. You know, we ain't got no problem with that. But you know how it go, man. When you leave somebody, when you fuck somebody up, you got to shoot for the bigger fish. You got to leave them behind until they trying to catch up with you. So.
Hey, you name the time and place, man, and we can make it happen. I'm telling you. I'm telling
yeah,
you. Trust me when
it's
I tell
I can try. Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is going to be a minute for that, man. We got other people we got to go after now, so.
I see.
Well,
you know, that's all that is, man. And you know what? No, what it was is, see, that's why we had come back, and we wanted to try and engage as soon as possible. You know, because I said, man,
yeah.
if we let this day go by, he about to do some other stuff. He about to, he about to say, no, it ain't time for that. You know, so, but you tell me when you're ready.
They told me y'all came down there looking for me and all that, but we. We'll tangle, man, sooner than later, man, you know.
We plan on
going back with you anyway, but, you know, you see what had happened.
I saw that. I said, you know what, that's grown folk business. I'm going to stay out of it. You know, so.
Seriously, though. No, Wayne, I mean, you know, let me know, man, if you feel like we was wrong, man, for how that went down. Now, we told Johnny we'll run it back, but ain't nobody going to pay on nothing like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want to run it back,
so what? If we can't come up to a mutual agreement, then what are we supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
But this the best way I see it, man. Whenever you involve in a grudge race of that caliber,
yeah,
I strongly suggest that you get a DP man.
You're right.
Way you go over the steps, man, and then, you know, it cut all that out, man. You know what I mean? Because
the way it happened, it kind of put a lot, huh? But you know, like I know in the grudge game, in the racing game, man, you spend a lot of money with this shit, man. And ain't no man want nobody to get up there and do what he did and try to burn us down and all that, man. When we pull that car back to the pit, I bullshit you not, man. The trans and the convertible, fire red. I don't even know if we hurt nothing now. We haven't even looked at the car yet. But you just don't do shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Is there anybody that can get Johnny Quick on the phone so we can hear his version of it? Because, you know, I'd rather, you know, both of y'all get a chance to speak on the situation and see if we can work that out because, you know, both of y'all are some major players around here, man. And, you know, I think that's a race everybody wants to see back. You know, I know
I
do.
Yeah. And you know, we was willing on running it back, but you know how he get. And I guess he just, you know, didn't want to do that and all that. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, you got to take the good and the bad.
Right. Well, I so appreciate y'all coming out supporting the event, man. You know.
You know how I go, man. You know.
Yes.
You the one that got me in this racing game, man. Got me all fucked up like this, man. So I gotta come support you, man. You know, man.
Yeah. So when we gonna see that green thing out there, man? You know.
Man, you know. At the end of the day, man. You know, it's like this, man. I got to put the bill on everything right now, so
right.
We're focusing on one thing right now. It'll be out there for the 15th, probably June 15th, right?
Okay. That thing looked good down the lean, and I just ain't got a chance to see it run since, so I was kind of looking forward to seeing it, you know.
Right. I was kind of looking forward on Brina, but when Joe told me what he wanted for that trans, get that trans out, I had to stop the show for a minute, you know.
so I take it you put all them good parts in that motherfucker.
Yeah, everything's gonna be ready, but money he charged me, I'm supposed to have a case and all that. You know, he ain't, you know, he ain't do all that. So I'm kind of, you know, kind of sorry with him, but I'm going to go and get it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But tomorrow, give me a call. And, give me a call tomorrow, and you know, tell me what's going on. I'll give him a call and see if we, you know, I can help you out.
Yeah, I definitely do that for sure. Yeah, but man, just you know, I'm trying, you know, see if y'all can get Johnny on the phone, because you know, I don't want no bad, no, you know, we all racist.
Right.
I don't want no bad feelings between nobody. We all got to be at the same place at the same time. You know,
right?
And you know, things got a little out of hand, but you know, I stepped in the middle and said, you know, everybody just calm down, man. But it did get a little out of hand, so I just want to apologize to
right.
him, man. And you know, things got a little out of control.
Right.
But,
hey, so
I already tried calling him, man. I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with him. I'm on it.
Okay. Yeah, just you know. Yeah, I'd rather him come on here and, you know, defend himself versus, you know, me trying to talk for him or you trying to talk for him, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's all.
Hey, Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you get those stickers from J Bar?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Okay.
He said he's going to give them to me, but I don't know what happened. Yeah. So we got no EP coming up, what, 2 weeks, y'all?
Yeah.
That's going to be real interesting.
Yes, it is. I don't know, man. Wayne, you drove the hell out of white trash, man. You shocked the world yesterday.
I meant to tell you that, Wayne, too, man. I wanted some money off you yesterday, man. I owe you a bottle of goose or something next time I see you, man.
hey, you know I'm looking for that. Who that talking?
I like Bruce Leroy.
Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie, man. Why you come over all on me, Sweet Willie?
Hey, man, I look for you, man. I seen a dark-skinned dude that looked like you, but I ain't think it was you. So I kept looking. I went on because I was looking for a flirt day. You know, I wanted to talk somebody. I got the best coach I go up to this goddamn here with the flirt day, but I couldn't find one. And so I just, you know, just who you were in the building one time. But I look for you. I talked to Jimbo. I called him Brian a couple times, and I thought that was his alias. But I look for you, Wayne, but I didn't see it. But I did see the car when it went down the truck.
I was trying to help out, drive, and do all I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see you went down through that safely, man. And you had the testicles to do that, so I was proud of you, man.
Oh yeah. I dust that rust off and, you know, do what I had to do.
You know, I apologize once again. I came down and I couldn't persuade nobody to get down. You know, there was one dude with a faggot flag on his car. He was a snowflake. You know, he had an inappropriate flag on his cart, but he wanted to race. But after they got in his ear and gave him so much positive but negative publicity, to me, he got scared off of running me, you know. And I don't understand that people be wanting to see a drag race, but before the race can get off, they to put so much negativity in the other person's ear that they scare the fuck off. So
it's crazy,
you know, because everybody excited to want to see a race, but then they go to give people head and stuff and talk them, you know, tell them, hey, that's the fastest car, all that old dumb shit. And I had him on the hook, too. He was sweet as a peach, you know, but, man, everybody got in his ear, and, man, dude started talking about changing his converter and putting nitrous on the car and all that. I'm like, yeah. Somebody's been fucking my hustle up, you know.
My man Black Death, man, he told me he couldn't find you later that night, but he definitely want to get some action with you, man.
Oh yeah, he told me all that. That what we was initially gonna do, we was gonna run me on horsepower, and I was gonna spray, and he was willing to do that. Until I guess he got some years of discouragement, you know. But it's cool though. When he gets that lighter up car ready and put the matches on it or whatever, I'm a whoop on the snowflake game. You know, he seemed pretty cocky, you know, but he said he started talking about taking his converter and all that shit out. And I said, okay, if that's what you want to do, fine. You know, and then from that point, I'm going to be on his ass. I don't give a fuck if, you know, whatever the fuck you got, it don't matter. I'm beating that ass with my little old contraption. So, you know, I feel like you got more kind of me, but I don't give a fuck. So I got my mind made up. I'm going to tap on that ass and don't keep it moving. So that's where we are with that. But hopefully I can go down to DJ Grand Race May 19th and assassinate that motherfucker Hood Trash, a.k.a. Hood, called Greg Pruitt or some shit. What's his name? Mighty?
Hood,
no,
man.
Hood. Trash or whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah, I'm gonna go down there and see his brains out if he act like he wants it. I know he's sitting up there lying, talking about he wants the race. You know, he said for sure he's gonna give it to me, but I think the little ratty motherfucker that's a bad, whatever they call it, a damn big ass liar, some of this. But we're gonna work it out, though, man. But wait, hey, I don't wanna hog the show, man. Man, I was just coming down to support y'all and, Man, I look forward to doing an event sooner or later, and I hope I can get y'all out there. You know, we take it from that good, buddy.
Oh, you got it. We'll be there for sure, man. You know, I was also trying to see that yellow Camaro begging for more than what you were trying to give him, too, man. So these guys are scared of you, I guess.
That's fucked up. And that compliment to Mark Michigan. So 131, I would like to tell him thanks. I appreciate him. And that shit ain't cool. And they need, you know, people need to respect, you know, the drag races and their privacy as well. You know, whether it's true or not, it just wasn't fair that they, you know, throw tabs and shit out there. They pretty much say, hey, our school black guys, this is what he ran, you know, shit like that. And that's not fair at all. And to this day, I have a real bitter taste in my mouth with 131, Martin Michigan. And I come out there many years ago and support them and all of that. They can't respect privacy. You know, all of that. Their integrity is definitely not intact. And I talked to Slouch yesterday. He defended them. Hey, man, they said they didn't do it. I said, Slouch, what goofy-ass person going to say they did do it? You know,
yep.
That, you know, it was just too much. It was just too much, man. But I ain't going to keep shitting on the whole deal because I know everybody anticipated going there and they work a little more with the races or whatever. But I'm sorry for shitting on them, but, you know, the way I was done so unfair, and I would appreciate the shit, and that's that, you know, so, shit, you know, now if I yeah. went up in that damn tower, whacking motherfuckers all upside their head, that would have been real fun, you know, but, fuck. I ain't in all the ignorance no more either, so I try to stay clean with this shit, you know. Yeah, but it's gonna be all right, man. I don't want to keep talking about all this bullshit, but I look forward to racing, man, and hopefully, you know, me and Mr. Williams let me tap out of there with his quick ass
for Linko having an ass, and we gonna work it out. Liberty, Linko, whatever the hell he got. I heard all that shit he was talking. But we gonna work it out though. So, you know, they offer me the break, and I hope they stick with it. So I can break their damn nose. You know, so that's that. You know, so it's cool, man. Hey, y'all have a good show, man, and I hope being well showing and all that good stuff. And for the brothers that have the heart bug, I hope they can work it out and, man, try to keep them on peaceful in the future, because that's our getaway. We don't need to be doing that. You know, we don't need to be doing that. You know, we got to probably work that shit out some kind of way. But, you know, but shit, it's going to be all right, man. You know.
Oh, yeah. It was nice meeting you, man. You know, I've always been a fan, man. So it was nice meeting you, man.
Thanks for coming out. Yeah. It's all good, man. Nice meeting you, too. And, man, I look forward to meeting you again, man. So we're going to work it out, man. Bye. All right, man. I'm going to fall back on you, man. Yeah, y'all have a good one, man. Sweet Willie will be back next week, y'all. He got them chilling right now. You know, but it's all good, man.
All right, Sweet Willie.
Just take it again, nigga.
Sweet Willie.
Yeah,
Lady A. Lady A, are you with us?
Damn break. Yeah.
What's up, man? It was good to see you out there, man. I like that Camaro, man.
All right. I appreciate it, man. I told y'all that you were with something.
I didn't recognize you with a helmet on, but that damn sure was you in there.
That's why I told you. I had to show you. It was me up to there. I ain't been behind the wheel, and I don't know when, but I said I'm trying to get back to it, you know.
Just take your time with it, man.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And turned around and forgot to fuel the car, so I basically was running out of gas going through there. Then I turned around and had some other problems. Yeah, but went out to the track today and had a few more problems, but we finally got them all worked out, and then it began to rain, so. But I feel much better. Got a few things done, you know.
Right. We got all summer.
Yeah, right. Had a nice time. Mm-hmm. Know we're going to hook up again, you know. Nice time. All the guys were there.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see you in there behind that wheel with that big old foot motor in there.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding. Everybody listen, I'm just kidding, man.
Please.
Yeah.
If I take the tires off of it, I can drive that on the street, man.
Yeah. I seen Melvin out there. Did Melvin get a chance to go? I ain't seen Melvin go down the track, though. Did he have a shot?
Fred said he went down the track.
Huh?
Yeah.
Fred said he went down the track.
No, did he go down the track?
Yeah, that's what Fred told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and when Lady A come on, somebody make sure, because he's going to open up Big Fred mic.
Okay.
Yeah. Lady A.
I'm here. Okay. I'm sorry. I
don't
see him.
Okay. First of all, Big Fred, can you get his mic open? And if you got any hands up, let us know.
No hands, and I don't see Big Fred. I already opened his mic, 2 minutes ago.
Okay, just text me. Okay. All right, Big Fred, push that one button.
Hey, Wayne, I'm about to have Johnny Quick on the phone in a couple minutes, too. I don't know if we can get Randy back on the call in a couple minutes.
Randy,
what's going on, Big Wayne?
What's up, Big Fred?
Hey, then what? Hey, she probably did have me unmuted. I shouldn't listen to it. You got to make sure you're paying attention if you're unmuted. What's going on?
Okay.
Hey, man. It's from Now Pacer. What's up? What's up, little Fred? What's up, fellas?
What's up,
hey,
I'm sore, man.
Hey, man. I got exercise. I got a workout yesterday. I got a big workout. So me and little Fred was together earlier. Hey, I thought I had to go home and soak his feet. We both had our shoes off.
Hey, man, I appreciate all the help from you and Meatball, man. Y'all did y'all thing, man. Truly, truly appreciate that.
That's what's up. Yeah, we tried to make it happen,
man.
And we had to hit the bricks. They wouldn't come to us, so we had to go to them. But
we
made it happen, man. That was good.
At 1 o'clock, you was weighing about 290, but by 8 o'clock that evening, you was about 235, man.
Tell me what you told that lady about you, if you could take your feet off, you put them in your pocket.
I told her my feet hurt so bad. I said, I wish I could take them off and just put them in my pocket. I'll walk on the body. On my head. You crazy as hell. Hey, like I said, man, that was a phenomenal event. It was phenomenal, man. Like I said, my hat's off to the people that work at that track, man. I sat there, me and Meatball, and Peso. The cooperation, the fans actually came around because, like I said, these cars, man, they don't understand. Standing up there in the lanes and when one of them get loose, I understand what the track officials are trying to do. It's about safety. But for the most part, man, everybody did a phenomenal job. Props out to you, Big Wayne. That first round, you cut goddamn nuts off, my man. I said, look at Big Wayne. No, that motherfucker was. Hats off to Detroit. Tree King, first round. Brian Dave, hey, hats off to Detroit, man. They represented. Yeah, I told him, guys.
Me and my little son.
Big Danny on the phone.
Yeah, he a cute lady. Hey, I need you to open up 5134, the last four.
Smitty represented. I talked to Smitty earlier. I talked to Biz this morning when we got out there releasing him from the hospital. Me and Lil Fred were together, and we went up there. They released him, I think, by 1:30. So he was okay to travel to get back to the shop. So, and like I said, the guys, hats off and props to the sportsmanship for the ground and pound guys, the East Side Stranglers. Well, they stopped their car on the track to go see what was going on with Biggie, so that was good sportsmanship, you know. And all those guys, they were on the track. They were on the track before anybody. Ground and Pound, Eastside Stranglers, all those guys were on that track, man. That's good sportsmanship. I had to talk to them, you know.
You got to get those track people credit too, man, because by the time that accident was over, they were right down there on top of it. They was on top of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of background somewhere. But yeah, the track officials on Larry, they did their thing too. Shout out to
the man. I give credit, man. They was down.
They did a good job, and shouts and praise go out to the Mylan crew. They did their thing yesterday. To give them credit, Janine and her staff. Peso, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You make sure you let her know Big Fred said on national radio that she did her thing yesterday, and everybody was treated with much respect. Everybody had a good time, and the Mylan staff did an exceptional job. And like I said, we worked closely with the Mylan staff yesterday, you know, so... That was a good thing. Got a chance. Peso crew, the Peso, Big Peso, James, shouts out to your dad. He did his thing out there. Shouts out to, like, to the Never Scared camp. You know, Miss Never Scared, the Queen of Never Scared, and the kids. You know, everybody was great. You know, Rallo, Chief, Lil Head, all those Never Scared, Lil Fred, the Never Scared crew. Still on the grill, still throwing down on the grill yesterday. You know, I got a think I got a two chicken wings at the end. At the end. But,
hey, you got more wings, man.
Hey, look, I was good. Hey, but you know what, though, man? Hey, all bullshit aside, that was a great event, man. Me and Lil Free was talking about that day. Hey, and it just shows, and it was less than 30 days, and it came together. Yeah, I did a hell of a job, man. Pro Stock Joe, we got the Pro Stock Joe. He'll do as well, too, on that mic. He Pro Stock Joe rocks that mic. Somebody got a lot of background noise. You need to go on mute.
And why?
Heavy gang.
You still on, Big Fred?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's going on, man?
Who this?
Sleepy, Big Fred.
What's Sleepy? Where you been, man?
Man, I miss you about the spring race, man. I trying to catch over to you there, man. I couldn't miss the Detroit race, man. I couldn't get out of work for that.
Okay. I so asked the fellas, where's Sleep at? I ain't heard him on the radio lately.
They've been working, man. They've been trying to get that money. You know, they got the family to take care of. You know how they go.
Hey, man, get that paper, Sleep. Get that paper.
You down there for the Martins race, ain't you?
I'm working on it now. I'm trying to switch some things around with some people at work. They came out to the track yesterday. They had a ball, so they see what I see now and what I'm doing. So I'm going to try to switch around with a guy so I can get that weekend off, you know.
That'll be good, Fred. I'm looking forward to meeting you, man.
Oh, without a doubt, Sleep. You know, I think we actually met in Morocco last year.
I know, but that's been a long time, Fred.
I got you on the fast show tape once I learned how to put the shit on the DVD and YouTube. But I got you when I interviewed Stunner and Mississippi Joe, and I interviewed you standing there with them.
Right. I appreciate you, Big Fred, giving a shout out to my quick grind account, man. Those are a bunch of good guys, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Jeff, the driver. Chuck, another big Chuck, little Chuck, Big Perm. I know they're all together. I've met these guys, Hootie, Big Perm, the Chuck and Chuck, and Jeff, and I forgot the, what's my man name? They interviewed him. I think the guy that owned Ground and Pound, the owner of Ground and Pound, short fella.
Jeff is a friend, man, and Johnny is the guy who, yeah, that's the guy that owns the
Johnny, man, they stand-up guys, man. I kicked it when I went over to their cabin personally. Thanked them for never scared Peso for showing up and showing out, you know. And like I said, good sportsmanship from those guys when the accident happened. And they were trying to engage. They were trying to engage last night, so. I'll talk to those guys. Looking forward to seeing them again and doing some things.
Oh, yeah, bro. You said you were a better group of guys, man. That's my clip, man. Ground of Time. Shout out to you, Ground of Time. I know y'all listening.
Man, when is Sleepy coming up north, man?
Hey, man, who running the board right now?
I'm coming up north when we do another race.
Okay.
I ain't never met you again, Wayne. I met you at the last race when the South came up that way, man. But you kind of.
Right. We going to hook up.
For sure, man. I'm looking forward to it, brother.
Me too.
Hey, Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Got to give a shout out to the Awesome Three.
The Awesome Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I know I got Quick on the phone. I'm trying to get them in.
You got who?
Johnny Quick and Meatball and Q. So.
Okay, Lady A. Randy, you still on?
Lady A, Lady A.
She wasn't back on break again.
Hey, Heavy.
Yeah.
The Awesome Three, the Tuners.
Oh, the Tuners, well, no doubt, no doubt.
So let's get down the goddamn track, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I don't care what nobody say, boy, that boy Jimbo, he just a race fan, period. That boy was working hard just like if he was driving yesterday.
Yeah.
What
up, my JP?
I know we got some hands up. I'm not at home to control the board yet right now. But
can't you log in, Peso, and do it?
I'm driving back to the kids from grandma's house right now, man. I can't
Okay. Yeah. I done done that for the day. I'm free.
Man, I know. We just see Iron Man early and I had to make a move, and you know, I'm picking them back up, man. I'm gonna call Johnny on freeway real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Hey, Big Wayne. Yes, sir.
Who was that? Told you to fire me. I thought he came back. I couldn't think who that was, but he came back and said, "Shit, you better be about three more of you. The way you and me are running around the truck, you better be about three more of you guys to help you guys out."
Yeah.
I told him, you just told him to fire me, shit. I wonder
who was that with that noise, man? Who was that with that background noise? Hey, if you ain't talking, man, mute your mic.
Hey, Wayne, yeah. Melvin, he raced on Bullshitter. The Mustang.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. That's what we're going to race.
What was the outcome?
Melvin went down Broadway, turned that W on.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah, I think he had a couple more races lined up, but something happened with his car. He said something minor, but he didn't have the part. Some kind of box that broke. But he looked good.
So it's safe to say Detroit defended their home turf.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Now it's starting to turn around. That's a good thing.
Man, what the hell is this noise?
A lot of people was watching you race yesterday, man. I think, you know, even the people that hate you, they couldn't hate because your car was on kill yesterday. It was beautiful to see you get down there the way you did. At one point, I was holding my camera and you went by me so fast.
Him with his Monte Carlo, and there was two more niggas. I'm like, man, what the fuck, tell Tyler Rush. That bitch, if you put a tie on it, it'd be money. It's all black.
Hello?
Well, I know you got a stack of this. pit and tie up one of the guys, cheer you all.
Somebody fucking up now.
God damn it. He should have put that bitch look good, baby. But that bitch like
hey, so. Yeah, I'm here.
I mean,
somebody put you on another show, man.
Alright, coming.
Somebody ought to work their phone. Who did you call to get in on the call? Who, me? Yeah, Lady A called me.
Wheels jumping off.
That's who did that, because I call it Johnny. Johnny, you still here?
Yeah, I'm good.
This nigga here to blow down outside.
You called me, so.
He done gave it to some other ass nigga.
No, my phone's showing only you and your agent on my phone. That's somebody else's phone messing up.
Whoever that is, they got some bad background noise.
That's somebody in a plant.
That's
somebody talking, don't you know their mic is on. They don't say the wrong shit.
He come back, put his foot on the quarter. Hey, put his foot on this quarter, pull that bitch out.
Hey, this is where we need Lady A big time. I need to get to the computer or something, but I can't control the board right now.
Jack the card up. Do two more lugs on, bring it on down.
I can't hear nothing.
Take the damper off, right? I still got five lugs.
That's Mike Dice.
Now one wheel up under the car, and the other one's sticking out.
Somebody got another car on. Yeah, somebody
hey,
on our phone.
Somebody here in a plane.
Wow. Hey, if you're not talking, mute your mic, man. Mute your mic if you're not talking.
Fuck this car up like that, man.
Mute your mic if you're not talking, man.
Oh, God. You find that motherfucker.
Let me shoot Jay Biden. Say, hold on.
Put it in the ground.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, he's still there. I know he's still there.
Congratulations on your win, Johnny Quick.
Thanks.
Hey, man, he's a man, man. Johnny Quick is a man, man. I'm trying to tell him, man, you know, a lot of people, man, he's going to make some noise this year. And, you know, Johnny, the only thing that you need to accomplish, and I know you're a hardworking man like me, so, you know, we're going to figure it out. But, man, we got to get you to travel, man. These cats, I think it's time we take that blue car and lay it down on some different types of pavements, man.
I had to get some faith in the car first. I ain't going to travel and drive far if I keep on having these dumb problems. Like yesterday, for instance, if it wasn't for Brian Davis, I wouldn't be racing because my battery took a shit, and he gave me one out of his trailer. I just have dumb shit happen to me, but... Now the car, if the car's consistent, I'll travel. I'll invest the money to travel. But until I know I'm going to make passes, I'm not going to go down there and look like a fool. So now I'm starting to get confidence in the car. And you never know. We're probably going to do some testing again this week and see what we can do. If all's good, we're definitely going to start traveling. I like these hat races.
Yeah, that was good, man. That was pretty cool. That shit was all right.
it was a good night. Everybody knows my situation. The one part I didn't have, I mean, I was on the other radio show. I didn't know you guys had all these radio shows. I thought the one was the only one on Sunday night, and Pace was texting me, but there was a big issue with me and Aaron, you know. I don't know. I love to have races. I mean, obviously, we won the one a couple years ago, and then this one, I like getting odds of my money. You have to race whoever's next to you, no matter. If you don't want to race them, it don't matter. You can bet in between it. I mean, it's a good time. I like it, and I like the racing style of it.
Right. Did y'all get anything resolved? Did y'all get time to talk over there?
Nothing, man, nothing. All they want to do is fight. They don't want to talk about it. There's been 100 people that say they were in the wrong. I'll break down the story for you exactly like I did. We went up. We did our burnout. They kept on telling us to slow down, shut out. Finally, we go off. We do our burnout. I do my burnout. I do purge, everything like that. I'm ready to pull in the first beam. They just start doing their burnout. They do a cross-line burnout, come back, take 2 minutes back. They're fucking around. Finally, they go up in stage. Okay, you're trying to play games with me. I know this game. I've been here before. And, you know, whatever. You ain't going to rattle me. So I pull in. He double bobs and goes on a trans brake instantly. Listen, I got a stick-shift car. I got to make sure the brake pressure's right so I don't roll through the beams. I got to make sure my stuff's right. And I play a little bit with him, too, because he's trying to rattle me, leave me up there hanging for 2 minutes, let my car get hot, my tires get cold, whatever. I go up there, I count to five. I know the rule. The rule is you got to stage within 7 seconds after the double ball. I count to five. I pull in. We leave. He red lights. He leaves before the light even activated, so he disqualified himself. And what made all matters worse is I have my master cylinder on the floor. The cap came off during that when I got in the car. And I had brake fluid actually shoot me in the face. That's why I had to get out the gas. So he gave that win away. All he had to do was cut a green light, and I had to abort the pass. So that was all on him. He fucked up. Then they want to fight. They want to put hands on people. I mean, it is bullshit. They've been calling me out forever. I finally stepped up. I didn't get in their face. I didn't do nothing before the race. I gave them what they wanted, and then they come at it with that bullshit, and I don't think it's right. And I think everybody should know that. And it is bullshit that they typically fucked us out of $4,500, and that's wrong.
Right.
I mean, Dougie broke it down. Dougie broke it down with the computer. I mean, I've had a million people break it down. I staged within 6 seconds of him double bobbing. I was staged. He left like 0.4 seconds after I staged. He left off of my stage bulb. That's not if it was over seconds, I would have got a red light. Even if they had the auto start, but it wasn't over 7 seconds regardless. I know how to race. You guys could take an hour for there. I did the same thing to Jimbo last year, or at the shootout, and that's how I beat Jimbo. Hey, if I think I need an advantage, I'll take it. And if I could rattle you, that's what I'm going to do. But at no time did I ever break any rule, and that was a clean race. He left first. He got disqualified. That's on him. I should have got paid. My crew should have got paid, and that's some bullshit, and and that's how it is. Trust me, I want to race these guys more than anybody. It's competition. Just like I want to race you, Wayne, I want to race Brian Davis, I want to race everybody. I didn't build my car to parade it around and just talk about it. I want to race the car. I want to race those guys, but now I don't feel I should race them anymore. The way I look at it is they owe me $4,500. Next time when we race, who's to say I'm going to get paid? Granted, we should have had a third party hold the money. Yes, I know. But during the race, we're in the shootout. My crew is worried about the shootout. That was first priority. Besides that was with other people. Other people had the money. I didn't know Randy and Aaron were like that, you know. And, you know, that's why we race at the track now, because there is a wind light. It's not like the street back in the day. You and I have had controversy before on the street, Wayne. We know all about it. But this is why we race at the track. Track rules. I got the wind light. I should have got paid. It takes all the stupid, all the bullshit out of it. There was nothing broke. They lost the race.
Right.
You know, that pot was bigger than what the shootout pot was. So that means more to me than what the shootout pot does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wish it didn't have to come to that, man, because other than that, it was a great day of racing. You know what I mean?
It was. And, I you know, it sucks Brian had a problem in the finals. I don't want a gift. I've said it forever. I want to take your heart. I want to beat you for the whole race. I want you to stare at the back of my car the whole way. That's how you win. You don't get a gift. You earn it. You know, me and Panetta went down. That was a great race. I seen him for a little bit. That gets you fired up. The rest of the races, man, that's all bullshit. I want to see a good race.
Right, right, yeah. I feel you on that one, man. So, you and Aaron got a chance to talk, and y'all couldn't resolve anything? I mean, it was just...
I went over there. My people came to me, said they ain't paying. I went down there. I had 20, 30 people trying to fight me. People swinging on me or trying to swing on me, people holding other people back, people telling me get the fuck out of there. I mean, everybody. It was a madhouse. It was stupid. There was no point in arguing. They did not want to pay at any point. They were just trying to get their way out of, you know, get their way out of the bet. You know, they got 100 people over there. What are we going to do? How are we going to resolve this? We can't have a 200-person row. You know, that's some bullshit. That's what grudge racing does not need. You may say it sounds soft, but whatever. Listen, I like no ET. They don't need the bullshit that happened last night. They don't need the fighting. They don't need all this bullshit. We got a race. People got to man up, be the man of their word, pay when they lose, and that's it. You know, that's how it's supposed to be. They'll take the fun out of racing, and, you know, it's pointless. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's bad for the sport. I just got the car right. You know, I'm excited about my car. I want to race all year. I don't want no bullshit like this happening. You know, the first time out really with the car, here we're almost coming to blows with some bullshit that should have never been done.
Right, right. Well, I had Randy on the phone earlier. I called him back. He went to a restaurant with his wife. I tried to call Aaron's phone. He didn't pick up. So, you know, I didn't want to start talking about the conversation and not have everybody on the phone. That's why I had basically get you on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought your guys' show was tomorrow night, actually. I thought your show was Monday night. I didn't know. I don't pay attention to these grudge show talk things.
Yeah.
No. I love it. It's your first time on this call, man. We appreciate it.
Well, we probably going to change the times that way because it just makes no sense to have two shows for the same city at one time. It makes no sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the reason in the rules we put track rules because me and Peso didn't want to be put in a compromised position where we would have to call it. You know what I mean? You know,
well,
I mean,
as a promoter, you guys should have to call it because that was track rules and it did not break. So you guys as promoters, I think you guys should press the issue that we should be paid because I told Peso my feelings yesterday. You weren't there. I'll tell you mine. You guys promoted that race, and that's how it should be. I know they're your boys, Wayne, and to be right and good for racing, they should have to pay.
Well, me and Peso sat down. We had a long conversation, and the thing about it, you ask anybody who promotes a race, they gonna tell you, man, if you don't have a DP, man, don't even do it.
Yeah.
Don't, because you put every, you know, because you went on to the next round, so therefore, in our eyes, we pretty much telling you who we thought were in the, won the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but as far as that fan betting, we there's no way we can get in there because you know we weren't there when all the stiffs were made. You know what I mean? But as you can see, you can see who went on to the next round, which was you, and that's why I'm feeling bad. Peso feeling bad. I feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I got people telling me that Peso and Marlon was in cahoots with the tree and all that, which is the farthest from the truth, man. You know what I mean?
The same stuff happened with bullshitters and me last year. The exact same scenario. They tried to guess at the tree or whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Man, people don't understand. My car's like a turbo car when I stage it. I can't double bob you. You know, there's a process I got to do. Same thing, I could say Panetta. Panetta double-bobbed me in the first round. I don't have a problem with it. Hey, you race your race, you do what you got to do, I'm ready for anything. They kept me hanging out there for 2 minutes before, while they're doing their burnout back there, doing whatever they got to do. Hey, whatever, you want to play a game with me, I'm going to play a game with you. But I did never break a rule, and I know the rules. I watch drag racing every week. I know what the rules are. You got 7 seconds. I count myself to five. I stage the car. Hey, if you're sitting on a trans brake for 7 seconds, that's on you. That's bad driving. I don't go on a chip until the other guy's staged and I'm ready to go. That's just a bad driver, bad racer, whatever you got to do it. And then after the fact, people want to fight over some bullshit, and that's wrong. And Milan's too small of a place to be doing this at. We only got so many people to race here in Detroit, and then now to have some bullshit like this. Granted, yesterday's field, man, it was a tough field. When I was trying to think who I want in the first round, I couldn't decide on any one person because that's how tough the cars were yesterday. I mean, it was a good showing. Yeah, it was a good showing. I wish more cars would have showed up. But it was a tough field, man. There was no gimmies yesterday, and well, obviously after the races, but all the cars were capable of running just as fast as one another. And if everyone would have went down, it did lead for a good show.
I agree. Well, we got Randy on the phone right now. And, Randy, is any way we can, you know, resolve this situation? You know, you want to tell your side of the story?
Like I told y'all earlier, man, you know, we all spend a lot of money in these race parks, man. For him to do something like that, you know, I feel like it was wrong for him to do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm the one who's in the middle of everybody trying to stop people from fighting. It would have got way out of hand, Wayne, if I wasn't there. Believe that.
Right.
Johnny should be a man to tell you that himself. I stood in front of them saying, no, stop this, man.
Right.
I told them that you stopped it, but why did it get to that point, Randy? Randy, why did Aaron put his car on a two-step on a trans brake when he double-balked? Why would you do that until the other person was staged?
And then at the end of the day, even if he did red light didn't come on our side.
Because he disqualified himself.
Well, what happened
he left
was,
before it was activated.
Yeah, the red light is not going to come on until the lights come down. The lights never got a chance to come down.
So he disqualified himself by leaving early.
Yeah.
Like I stood there with Dale. I said, Dale, you know what I'm saying? What you think? He's like, well, just hold on until y'all resolve everything and figure it out.
Right.
You know, I had all the money, but I wasn't about to. I wasn't only $1,000 of the money was mine. I wasn't about to give away everybody else's money, and everybody had issues and things about it. That's why I held all the money.
Right.
But, and then why did they have to want to try to fight, Randy?
I mean, Johnny, was I the one trying to fight? I don't know. I don't.
Randy, I already told people you held people back, but why was it even to that point? Listen, we race as people. Why does it even got to get brought to that point? Those are your people. You got to be responsible for your crew. I'd be responsible for my crew. Those are your people. You're responsible for your crew. You got to tell them to chill the fuck out and let's resolve this. You guys are the ones who want to scream, start fight, grab my crew, put hands on my brother and my friend while none of us is down there. That's bullshit, man. I don't care who you are, that's bullshit. And that's not even right. I want to race you guys more than anybody. I know you got a car coming out. I want to run all you guys. But now I can't even get paid from these guys, just like A fucked me back in the day. I still have a sour stomach over that. What? I mean, this is racing. We know what the racing is. I went to the next round, so obviously I won the race. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, no, but that, you know, I just feel like, you know, you play games like everybody else playing games, you know what I'm saying? You played your game. We played our
you
game.
You guys played the game on me first.
Listen to me, Johnny. You went straight up and raced Brian Davis. You went straight in that motherfucker. You didn't wait no 5 seconds.
Listen, bro.
Seconds or none of that. You went straight in and rubbed them and left.
I ain't going to tell you nothing, but if I think your driver's nervous, like I knew Aaron was nervous, I'm going to take advantage of that as a racer. Why would I not? That's the competition. If you think you could get an advantage, take it. That's what happened.
I'm new to the race game. I don't know nothing about all that, but I just didn't feel like it was right.
Well,
when we pulled that car back, man, our trans in converter was fire red, man. Fire
Whose
red.
Fault is that? Hey,
I don't know if we heard nothing. It can cost us $4,000 for another transmission, $2,000 for another converter. Who knows?
Randy, I agree with you 100%, but that's not my fault. That is your driver's fault. That's your driver's job. That's his responsibility. There's no reason you should be on the two-step when I'm not in the second stage. That is all Aaron's fault 100%. That's not my fault. NHRA rulebook says I got 7 seconds to stage within the second ball. I counted to 5, and I went in. The only reason why I did that is because you guys left me at the starting line for 2 minutes while you guys were back there fucking around with the car, doing a long burnout purge and doing whatever you got to do. I sat up there for 2 minutes. My car's getting hot. My car left at 210 degrees. My tires are getting cold. You guys played the game first. Brian Davis didn't play no game. We went up, bam, done. Yeah, I'm not gonna race him. Listen, I did the same shit to Jimbo at the shootout last time. I beat him. He had a 5/10 faster ET than me, and I still beat him because, hey, if you got to play a game to take advantage of the other person, you're going to do it. I'm going to school you right now on how to hustle. If you find an advantage, take it. I know Aaron's nervous in the car. I'm going to use that to my advantage, and I'm going to expose it.
Yeah, but,
You know, I hate that it got to the point that it did as far as people putting their hands on other people. I don't agree with that at all, man. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't want to get to that point either, Randy, because I thought you were a stand-up guy, and that's why I didn't even push the issue for a third party, because I thought you guys were respectable guys, but now I can see that it's
again,
not.
Anybody that have raced us, we've won, we lost. Ain't nobody ever held our money. If I tell you it's a race and it's a bad, it's a race. We just had disagreements
then
on
what
that.
Happened, Randy?
So
then
I wouldn't
happen?
Expect, if the shoe's on the other foot, Johnny, I wouldn't expect y'all to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if I would have lost that
that's
way, I would have paid you myself personally.
But if we could all resolve it. That's why I say let's just go up again and run it back. We could have resolved all
we
that.
We can't. We're in a shootout. We can't run it back. You guys lost the race. It's not my fault. Your driver messed up. Hey, if you watch NHRA on Sunday and John Ford's red lights, does he get a chance to run it back? No, he does not. This is racing, dude. You get one chance to make it happen.
It's not NHRA. It's grudge racing, man.
That's right. No, it's a hat race. It's a race.
That's why I say before everything got in control, we could just run it right back. We could run it back.
We can't run it right back because I won the race. We could have ran it back after the shootout, but I won the race. That's why I went into the final.
That's
you
should have
paid.
About. I want to talk about.
You didn't pay me the first time.
Oh,
how do
one
I know I'm going to
get
paid the second time?
One person at a time.
Listen. To X out all that, to for me to stop all that bull stuff that was going on, I told you, let's just run it back. After the shootout or whatever, let's just, we're going to hold everybody. Ain't nobody going to get nobody money. We're going to run it right back.
I got a resolution to this. This next race, you give me the money that I won. You give me the money I won,
no,
we'll run
no,
it right back for the same pot.
It don't go like that, man. Because you can decide.
Because I won the race. So why should I give you what you want when you owe me $4,500?
If this is discrepancy for us to resolve it to where we both felt like we was good, we should have just ran it back, Johnny.
Bro, I'll never race you guys again in my life.
It couldn't have never been. You pay first, then we'll run you back. No, that ain't how it go, man. We
right,
go
right,
well,
right.
I'll never race you again in my life.
Well,
Randy,
we don't have to race,
hold on. But, see, we kind of resolved this, man, because y'all two racing teams from this area, man, and y'all going to cross paths again. So I would rather y'all get past this so next time y'all cross paths, we don't have the situation.
Well, like,
man.
That's why I came up with we were going to put up the same money last night and just run it back. What was so bad about that one? Tell me that.
Because I already won the first time.
But see, you didn't win. If we had discrepancies about it, you didn't really win. Now,
I went to the finals. You did not.
Johnny.
I won because I went to the finals. You did not.
Listen, Johnny. Fuck the shootout. Fuck everything else. We grudge racing. We race. We bet $40,000.
Okay. Question is, who locked this race in? Who did the lock in?
Me and one of his boys locked it in.
Who? Which one of his boys? Who?
I don't know which one.
I think it was my brother. I think my brother had the money.
So
I didn't ask to see their money. They didn't ask to see our money. They said they have 45 minutes. I said okay, bet.
So y'all didn't call no stipulations or nothing.
Let me ask you a couple questions. The shootout
was ran under track rules.
Exactly.
That's why I clearly posted that on Motile Muscle and everywhere I posted the rules, because I didn't want no controversy. That's why I wanted to keep the track rules, and it just made it more simpler.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So how can we get y'all to the? Go ahead, Johnny.
Can I ask you an honest question? Any time during that whole race, was a track rule broken?
No.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, did Aaron leave on yellow or green?
What do you say? Now, what did you say, Johnny?
I'm asking Wayne a question. Did Aaron leave on yellow or green? Did he see the tree come down before he left?
The tree never came down.
Exactly. So why would you leave if you did not see the tree? Okay, look, I got another question for you. Who got the wind light? I got the wind light. That's three things in my favor that I should have been paid. Not one time out of anyone's argument did Young Money try to get paid.
Hold on, Johnny. Hold on. Let's use common sense here. who the fuck is going to pay you $4,500 when there's a discrepancy with the light or a tree?
Obviously not you, because the only discrepancy
okay,
is the people who don't know how to race.
So let's throw all the rules, all the bullshit out the window. For us, the best way for us to win with dogs that night is to run it back, right? You
no
didn't
way.
Want to agree on that.
No way, because you owe me money from the first time. Why would I run you back? Listen, dude,
never,
I'm like a bank. Your credit is now dead with me. Why should I do it?
We'll never race again, then. That's all I can tell.
Exactly. You guys are dead.
I mean, but if y'all never race again, y'all cheating yourselves, y'all cheating the fans. You know what I mean? Y'all cheat. Everybody get cheated.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Why?
That's
like,
on
like everybody. Everybody knows with us when we go out to race, we gamble, we bet money.
Right? No.
$500 or nothing like that.
No doubt. When y'all come correct.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, so if we're not thinking they want to race that, then they cheat like that.
Right. Well, can you get in? Can you get in on the phone? Is he available?
I just got called.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want no argument. I just want to, you know, resolve this situation, man, and I just want to give everybody the race they want to see, man.
Right.
I mean, whether y'all get...
You know, like I said, we didn't have no problem with it. I held everybody to the end of the night.
Right.
But we going to run it back. Nothing ever happened, so I distributed everybody their money.
Right. But
I still had everybody. I had the whole $4,500 in my back pocket, man.
To me, the problem wasn't who won the race. The problem is what did y'all lock in?
We didn't lock in nothing. We didn't lock in. Because
what I'm saying to y'all is the shootout. The rules of the shootout was strictly clear. You know what I mean? But as far as the grudge race, y'all side betting. I don't know what y'all locked in. Y'all need to get the person who locked this race in on the phone so we can
man,
get the bottomless and move forward.
Hey, Wayne, we never locked in nothing. They say, we got y'all in the shootout. I say, okay.
That's some power ass shit right there, dude. I don't give a fuck who you are. That's some whole ass shit. That's going to kill the grudge racing right there.
Listen,
come on, Wayne.
Say,
keep it one
y'all
want
to bet anything on the side? I say, yeah, I want to bet something on the side. They say, what? I say, go down there. Whatever you guys come up with, we'll match it. They came up with truthfully, I thought it was going to be $1,500, $2,000 or something. They said $4,500. I said, damn. You know
right,
what I'm saying? So, you know, we matched that.
So, question for you, Randy. Did you get a chance to watch the video?
I still haven't got a chance to watch the video, no.
Okay. When you go watch the video, count from the time Aaron turned that second bull bone to the time that Johnny Quick turned his second bull bone.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, you know, from the video Slouch showed me, it was 6 seconds.
It was six seconds.
And you know what I mean? I just want to keep it 100, man, because I really don't want to be in the middle of this, because I really feel like this had nothing to do with me and Peso, and we caught in the middle of it,
right.
You know, because that was y'all's side bet, so really me and Peso shouldn't be in the middle of it, but I just want to see a resolution to this situation. And, you know, if y'all not going to pay the man, I think y'all should make a race and maybe give him odds with the money.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I done gave everybody their money back, so.
Right.
It's not going to be no payment going out. Like I said, I only had $1,000 myself on the race.
Right.
Held all the money to the end of the night to tell him, you know, I say, we can just run it back. But what was the big deal about running it back, though? Tell me that.
Because I had a shootout race. I had a shootout for win. As soon as we were done with the shootout, they put the tree down.
We could have ran it back after the shootout.
They put the tree down. How could we run it back after the shootout? Why would I run it back anyway when I already won?
The same shit happened to us down in Mississippi, right around.
Hmm?
The same shit happened to us down in Lena. It was a discrepancy with the tree. People were
playing. Hey, bro.
I think
this was a common problem with your driver. Same shit that happened in Norwalk. You guys red lit twice. Did you not pay $20 twice when you guys were down there? Wayne, did you not pay those guys on two red lights? Same thing they did.
I paid them.
True enough, was it a discrepancy with the tree down there?
And where? Norwalk and Lena.
But that wasn't no discrepancy here, though. That wasn't no description. The man left too early. Y'all need to keep the 100. That man left too early. The man who went to the next round won.
And who was this speaking on this? Who was this?
This is
Big Will. He was at
Will,
right?
I saw the race. I saw the race.
Yeah, but it's easy for you to say that when you ain't had $4,500 up, Big Will. You know? I mean,
amen.
It's easy for everybody to say they would have did this and they would have did that if the shoe was on the other foot. So,
well, you shouldn't have that much. You could attach too much to that money. Why would you make a bet that big? You can't. Why are you getting? You just said, well, you feel that way and you got $4,500. That's what you guys. You guys wanted to make it $7,500. You guys wanted the big pot race.
If we said $7,500 or $75,000, that means we could have covered it right there at the track. That don't mean.
Hey, if the bet was $500. If the bet was only $500, I bet I would have got paid just so you guys didn't have to deal with the bullshit.
You wouldn't have got paid $500 if the bet was
$500.
Yes, we
would have. I got guys that are from your group who called me personally today saying they feel I got fucked and they're going to make it right with me personally. Guys who bet in your pot. Your own chassis guy, Rich, came and apologized to me because you guys played it wrong. Yes, you do. Those are your crew.
Okay,
you represent your crew.
What I believe is what I believe. Ain't nobody going to change what I believe and what I think.
Okay, Johnny,
I thought you was wrong for doing it the way you
Johnny,
did.
Johnny, would you entertain a race? Would you get eyes with the money?
If I get eyes on the money, yes. But listen, it's just like you and me back in the day, Wayne, when we had our discrepancy, and you gave me my money back after because we had a discrepancy. You and Dougie both
did. Which race was that, Johnny? Which race was that?
That's when I was driving Chris's car against your black car when you guys gave me two, and we went down to the end, and me and Dougie couldn't win. Well, someone had paid you. Well, you and Dougie handed me the money back at the Kmart parking lot because I said, I'm not fucking with you guys anymore. I believe I won the race. So you gave me my money back because we had already paid you. You guys gave me my money back, and it was squashed. You and Dougie both put the money into your pocket.
I remember that. Okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
hey,
Wayne,
you
hear me? That's a different scenario. If I had your money,
hey, Wayne, can you hear me?
I would have gave you your money back.
Hold on, who was that talking?
My money.
Hey Wayne, it's Big Daddy Wayne.
What's up, baby?
Hey Wayne, we was in Atlanta, Mississippi, racing ground and pound. Dog did the exact same thing that Street King did. Man, the track told us we lost. Beers paid it off for $3,500 right then and there. It wasn't no discrepancy of nothing. Paid it right off for $3,500. Exact same race.
Is that the race when Dog grabbed the trans brake and it didn't hold, he rolled through the beams?
Exactly. They both had both of them staged the car, and he left before the tree even came down. We paid it off $3,500. That's the exact same thing. $3,500.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. It ain't easy, but we pay off. If the track says that the other lane won, we pay off. That's that. And like you said,
hey, listen,
y'all
Wayne, they did the exact same thing. They gave ground and
pound,
the wind, light, and everything.
I think we should get Aaron on the phone because I think the driver of the car should be on the phone because Randy
wasn't. Call him on the three-way. Hold on.
Randy wasn't in the car.
Wayne,
Randy wasn't driving.
Whoever by a computer, tell him to go look at that race at BET Live and look at the exact same thing. It's the same thing Street King did. The exact same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm saying,
we're
man.
On
I
the
mean,
phone right now. They can get on the internet and look at that right now.
Hey. Look, man. When I raced Little Red Riding Hood and that tree was fucked up, I had to pay.
Good
you
boy.
Know what I mean? And I didn't appreciate that right. shit, but. It's right.
As a driver, you got to be ready for anything as a driver. If they take 5 minutes to stage, you got to be ready. It is what it is. I was listening to another talk show earlier. Some guys from down south. If they're sitting on there, they don't have auto start. They say motherfucker will hang you in the beams for a minute. And they say for the southern guys to come up here and to have that auto start bullshit is some bullshit. You got to be ready to race your car no matter what's going to happen. You got to be ready
Wayne,
for it.
But see, Wayne, they never had auto start on a tree. So if Street King was in the beam already, the tree wasn't even flashing for the tree to even go red. So they can't say he bumped him down. He didn't because the tree wasn't even flashing for the 7 second rule. They can't even say
right,
that.
Exactly.
Right. We found it out. It's 5.95 seconds.
Wayne,
the time he stayed to the time I went.
Wayne, they're going to do
right,
this.
Right,
summer.
See, the thing is, what I want y'all to understand is, me and Peso did not want to have that pressure on us because all the racers in that race, I was in the race, so therefore, I want to track rules because I'm going to be in the race, and then I got to make the decision who wins. You know what I mean? I didn't want to put myself in that predicament. That's why we went with the track rules. So automatically, whatever happened on that track, like that tree, it was the track's call. It was track rules.
It's your call, though. It's your call, and it's your job to expose this bullshit because as a promoter, do you want people to come to your race knowing there's 30 motherfuckers out there like that who race like that you're racing?
But Wayne, look, at the end of the day, this is how I feel, man. You know, all the game plan, all that bullshit, he fucked himself right out of 45.
Right.
No, that's
good and bad. We come to race, we come to gamble, we come to get money, man. We ain't got time to play
games. Right,
but at the end of the day, man, it's fucked up because Johnny then came a long way fucking with his car. Aaron and y'all done came a long way. Now both of y'all finally got y'all cars coming around, headed in the right direction, and now we got this mess. You know what I mean?
Instead of
us shaking each other's hands, saying, damn, good race to each other, I had a good night, now we got this little bullshit going on. And that ain't what we need, you know what I mean?
Wayne, if I smash $45 out of your pocket, would you shake my hand afterwards? You already know the answer to that, John. Hey, Wayne, I'm trying to say something.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this as a man. If the shoe was on the other foot and it was different and you did that and you didn't want to pay, I couldn't do nothing to respect that and try to run it back.
Bro, I would have paid you, because I know.
I wouldn't be arguing. We wouldn't have gotten into no fights. I couldn't do nothing because evidently we both played each other. Everybody was playing games.
Right.
Aaron tried to play on you. You played on him. You even admitted that out your mouth.
Right.
You know
I'll give you this, okay? Don't take this as disrespect.
Y'all get these
Wayne, stop trying to say something.
Hey, look, okay, I'm going to put it like this, man. Peso, I ain't trying to put you on Front Street. Peso.
Yeah, I'm good.
Explain to everybody, and, you know, I'm trying to get this right without trying to, you know, be in the middle of this shit, but what happened when we went to the tower, man? Just be honest, man.
When what now?
When we went up to the tower. Man, you had a conversation. You pulled me to the side. Did I not know what's going on down there, Peso?
No. So you
came and told me what was going on. I had no idea about none of this. And what did we do?
Yeah. So you know, after that went down, you know, I visited Johnny. I visited Aaron. I know Johnny remembered that. And after that, man, I didn't know what to do. So I had to get Wayne. I'm like, look, man, we got to make a decision. We got to figure this out. So what I did was, me and Wayne, we personally went up to the tower. We got with the most knowledgeable track person there as far as who they run the heads-up event with our rules. So they said, how did you guys have the shootout set up? We ran them through how we advertised the street rules. It was set up this way. You know, they said, cool, you know, bam. He said, if that would have happened in the Friday night heads-up, if that would have happened the way it happened, Aaron would have lost. And when me and Wayne received that information, you know, I personally went down. Me and Wayne went down. I talked to Aaron. I pulled him away from everybody because there was a lot of animosity there, a lot of emotions. So I pulled him away, and I walked him through what the track officials told us. You know, now whatever happened with it and where it's at today, you know, we did what we did. So, you know, I hear a lot of you guys saying, you know, we could have made that decision. Our decision was clear. Johnny went to the next round. Johnny went home with $3,000 for winning the shootout in a grudging sale.
But I feel like me and Peso shouldn't be held responsible for a side bet
y'all
that
not,
y'all had.
I agree. Y'all are not.
I think you guys should influence a little bit more and press a little bit the issue about paying and not having, you know, I understand, but that's your guys' job as a promoter to make sure you guys run a clean program.
But you guys should
press the issue more.
But look, I hear you, but look, Johnny, like, you see me. I was at Joe Camp. I was back there with you. I got your side of the story, pulled you away, and you made it clear to me, and I got Aaron, and then
I know
also,
you guys ain't responsible for it, but you guys should press the issue, and it should be known that it is what it is. You know, They're labeled as a dirty racer now in my book, and I hope the whole nation sees it now. To watch your back when you run these guys, because right there, show they lost the race, and look what happened.
Listen, you're supposed to watch your back when you race people. That don't have nothing to do with the fact that him, both of y'all played, and shouldn't have been no playing. It was money on the line, man.
I didn't break a rule ever.
Can I say something now, fellas?
Y'all should have went on in, got the race off. Whoever won got paid, man. Period.
Hello?
I did never break a rule. Learn how to race your car. Race your car. Ain't no problem with nobody else paying. Everyone else on the property but Young Money thought I should have been paid. That's
no
your guys'
rule. Anybody that know us, for the last year we've been taking knocks upside the head plenty of times.
Well, this is what I do. If y'all race back, I will personally put $500 of my own money up to make Johnny have $500 with the money. That's what I do because I just want to see this gone and move forward.
I'll do the same. So we both do that. So that's $1,000.
If I win, I get $1,000 bonus.
Yeah.
We
could probably do that.
Okay, well.
We could probably do that. We could lock that in for the next NOET. We could do that.
So get with Aaron.
Track rules. 8th mile, run what you do. No. Same rules as the grudge. Is a grudge race because he's got 31. So same as
the grudge rules.
He got the same time
you got, Johnny.
29.
Huh? He got 29 like you got.
Okay, same thing, but he's got 31. So we're going to make it just like
he got 29 fives.
Okay, the shootout rules, I'll lock in with that for the next NOET. You guys bump it 1,000 on my end if I win. So if we settle the bet at $2,500, I'm willing to win $3,500. He can only win $2,500, so the extra 1,000 goes to my way.
Correct.
Wayne will be the DT man.
And I'll be the DT man.
We can lock that in.
You know what? I would rather they get a neutral DT man. Somebody like Bandit. Somebody like
we'll give it to Tom, the
somebody starter. Like Diamond. Somebody like Diamond. Somebody like that.
Diamond,
you know what I mean?
Told it too. But I feel I should get something bonus because I won the race, and that's cool. I'll take that. I appreciate that. And that'll make it right. That'll make me feel better about it because now I don't feel like I'm getting cheated out of my money because I know what I had in. That'll cover what I had in, and that'll work.
Is that cool with you, Randy?
That's perfect with me.
Okay, get with your team, and if y'all call in tomorrow on Jay Byron's show, we can lock it in. Thursday on Beard's show. I prefer y'all do it tomorrow on Jay Byron's show.
We can do that.
All right, Johnny. All right, Randy.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it.
That'll work.
All right.
Hey, Wayne. I got a little bone to pick with you. I got a jab at you. Remember all those times you called me Boom Boom?
Yeah.
What's that word that starts with a K? Karma? Karma's a motherfucker, isn't it?
Hey, look, in my defense, mine had nothing to do with the tune-up.
Mine didn't have nothing to do with the tune-up either. Mine had a broken converter.
Okay, well, my spark plug wire was off, but it was cool, though. It was cool.
Hey, boom, I'm going to start on it.
The funny thing though, when you're in the car, it don't seem that big. But we look at the video, I'm like, damn, that was a big ass boom, wasn't it?
That sucked on Boom Boom Wayne.
Hold on, wait real quick. I just got a text message, Johnny. And this question is for you because it's a really good question actually. So just to add to this race between you and Aaron, they wanna know, are you putting the belt on the line?
Ah.
Is that a grudging thing? If they challenge me, I guess I have to. Isn't that what the rule is?
No. Well, the rule is if they want to challenge him for that belt, they got to put up a $500 deposit and lock him in.
Okay.
If that's the rule, then that's what it is. I have to, don't I?
Yeah.
So we
there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the rule is, if y'all want to know the rule is if they, you got to put a $500 deposit, and the person who owns the belt get to choose where they race at, and you know what track they race at, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
That $500 deposit.
I guess I have no choice in the matter then, do I?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. Just want to make that clear to everybody. You know that. You know. That's what's going on, and I appreciate you barking that.
But Johnny, as the holder of the belt, get to choose the date and the track he wants to race on.
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he don't have to put the belt up at the next OET, no ET, unless he wants to.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. They were talking about, I guess they didn't come to a solution on the race.
Hey. Ooh, somebody called somebody on three-way and don't know how to use three-way.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
DJ, you still there?
I'm here. I'm going to hold my comments now since it was a resolution made because, you know, ain't no need for me to but I will say this. I think what Wayne and Peso is doing is a very big stand-up thing, and I think they should be commended for doing that. And it's good when you got people like that just want to, they don't want to, you know, I feel y'all part in it. Y'all just want to keep everything smooth. Everybody want to see the race. It seems like a race everybody want to see. So, you know, instead of trying to make it not happen, you're trying to figure out a way to make it happen and keep the peace. So I applaud y'all for that and you know, as long as all parties are happy now.
Repeat the resolution.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Because this could be, this. I see a good rivalry boiling here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why cheat the fans? Because that's who's going to lose.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just want
to. I mean, whenever you got that kind of controversy around in any type of race, people want to see that race. They don't give a, they want to see that race. And,
yeah,
you know, for
yeah.
them to say they're not going to race, you know, that just, you know, like I say, it cheat the fans. Fans want to see it.
I mean, DJ, the races we've seen Saturday night, we might not have seen them actual cars race each other all year if it wasn't for that shootout.
Right, it'd have been November.
You know what I mean? So it was a good thing, man. I want to keep it good.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about throwing a anything on 28 shootout on the 19th. The king of 28, that's what I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking about having everybody and your mama in it. So.
Where are you going to do that, DJ?
May 19th in Montgomery.
Montgomery Motorsport.
You better believe it. Grill Jink 1-year anniversary race, y'all. Yeah.
I tell you what, man, running the shootout, man, you better have when we do it again, me and Wayne, boy, we're going to have a team down there, boy, because that's a workout.
Yeah,
man.
I'm telling you, you got to know, you got to have somebody that's used to running a track. A lot of times it's good to get like a track official or somebody to come handle that shootout stuff for you because it gets kind of crazy.
I got a guy who's completely unbiased, completely by the books, and I think he'd be really good for it. He offered to do it before when Panetta was running them. I don't know if you guys know Rick Dodge, Mayhem.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
probably know
yeah.
Wayne.
Guy's
by the book. Very unbiased. He said dude's crazy. He'll have spreadsheets. He'll have everything out for us. If you're 100% professional, and he offered to do it before when Mikey was having a problem doing it. So if you guys do run a shootout, I love the shootout. I love getting odds of my money. And like you guys said, matchups, they might not have never happen. You have no choice but to race that person.
True.
And
true.
It makes for good racing. I mean, we got lucky in the last shootout and this shootout again. You know, I love the shootouts. I'm two out of three on them. I love them. So I'll do shootouts all day
and
long.
The other thing is, just because it's a shootout, every time you pull your man, I mean, it's a damn grudge race in a shootout in itself. So, I mean, everybody's putting some skin in the game every round. So.
Exactly.
And like
exactly.
you said, it pairs up cars that you normally wouldn't see get a chance to, you know, get inside right, each other.
We had two out of three rounds. The only one I didn't bet was Panetta, but because I knew Panetta was having problems, and, you know, Panetta's my family, but the last two races we had side bets. You know, me and Brian Davis had a side bet, and obviously me and Aaron had a side bet, and it makes for good, you know, good fun. The crew gets involved, and, you know, everyone has a chance to make some money.
And like I said, I watched both these teams struggle, and now I see they're going in the right direction, and it was like, it was fucked up for this to happen, man. You know, I just want to move forward and see this race.
I'm so glad. I'm like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't think I know either party, really, but I'm just glad that the resolution was there. I mean, that's all I want to applaud, and I'm glad that y'all got that worked out.
Right. And Johnny, know I want to fuck him up.
Yeah, that feeling's mutual for sure. I was hoping we were getting paired up.
Yeah, me too. I swear to God. The only place I didn't want to race was Aaron yesterday. I said, if I race him, I want to race him in the finals. And then it didn't happen, you know what I mean? But I had a good day. I enjoyed it. Turnout was good, man. I'm looking forward to the next one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Johnny, I'm glad you're in the right direction. And like I tell everybody, you can call Johnny a nine-tuner. You can call him this. You can call him stubborn. But you can't call him a quitter. And the same go with Aaron. Aaron, the boy do not quit. You know what I mean? So I see both sides of him. I've seen both of them put in work. I've seen both of them get knocked down. I've seen both of them get up. I've seen them get knocked down again. I've seen them both get up. And now they got it going right, man. We need to see this race, man. That's all I want to see is just a good, clean race. So, you know, so hopefully we get the call tomorrow and we get this race locked in tomorrow on Jay Byron's show.
And one other thing I've probably seen that I've been basically all the listeners out there, the shit is over. Both parties that are on the phone are the ones that got the cars. They agreed. They fine with it. So kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can look at it 50 different ways and keep saying stuff, but the bottom line is the two parties that own the cars, that spend the money or that own the cars, that are the decision makers in this situation. If they are fine with the resolution, kill it. Let's just kill it.
Right. And now why you on the phone? You want to tell everybody about your race, DJ?
Yeah, May 19th, about two weeks out. It's grudging 1 year anniversary. We got everybody and their mama coming. I mean, everybody's agreed and committed to coming. I mean, it's one of these races where we're trying to have everybody at the same place at the same time. We're introducing to the world the grudging killers. We're going to have some 6-0 and 7-0 to keep the track, you know, keep some rub on the track. We're going to have a 5:40, no time, clocks off shootout. And then we're probably going to have a anything on 28th shootout. Any suspension, any power adder, anything, as long as you on 28th. Get that.
Will there be like, for people who come from out of town and get there early, will there be any test and tune the day before?
They've got.
Everybody going to be able to make it on the 18th. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, people going to be in. Yeah, you can get you some testing and tuning at in Macon on the 18th. And also, it will be if you want to, it'll be, they're trying to do a little something for us on Saturday night, if you want to make a shakedown, because they're going to have pro mods running the day before on that Saturday in Montgomery. So the track should be on Super Kill. They're going to have pro mods running Friday and Saturday before that Sunday.
Okay, what time will the gates open on that Sunday? What time
the gates,
y'all probably shutting down?
Ten o'clock in the morning, and we're probably gonna run to 10 or 11 at night. So, but we're gonna try to make some action start off pretty good. I mean, the track will be there, so you know we ain't gonna waste no time getting to it.
Right. Okay. Now you know we don't talk hotels and all that, but you know over the phone, if they call and get with you, can you send them in the right direction as far as hotels and all that?
The main strip that the track sits on, it's plenty of hotels on that same exit. So.
What if they do come that Saturday and want to leave their stuff at the track? Would it be security or
Would you rather them just,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, more than likely we will definitely. I'll know probably a week or so, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have security there that night because it'll be a lot of, like I said, it's going to be a lot of promo stuff there still and probably leaving, but we'll have some security there. We're going to definitely try to have that worked out too. Some people want to come in, get on in there and park.
Okay. All right. And I know Big Clark got a race coming up. What? No, next weekend. This weekend coming up.
I think he's got one. Yeah, this weekend coming up, Mississippi.
Okay. Cool. You talk to old Biz?
I talked to him on the, you know, by text. I heard he was all right. Then I heard seen something on one of the boards say he broke his arm, and then I texted him and said that wasn't true. So.
Yeah, he didn't break his arm, man. He just got a little banged up. And I think, you know, he either broke his finger or sprained his finger. That was it, man. And them big old arms.
I probably should have went to the hospital about my damn finger. My finger's still jacked up. My damn index finger. It's been jacked up ever since that reason. I don't even know how or what, but it's jacked up.
You know, I seen your accident, man, and that accidents are always the worst, man. And I always tell anybody, I know we don't want to go to that hospital, man. We all, I bet everyone hates the hospital, but man, you got to.
You need to go,
just to be safe. You know, just to be safe. You need to go get a damn checkup. Saying that, then.
Yeah, I probably will.
Might as well.
But yeah. I hate, you know, it's happened to me. You never know when it can happen. It can happen to Wayne. You know, it's just one of those things, man. We do what we do, and that's, you know, why we all need to try to just be safe also. You know, be safety. Don't cut no corners on safety.
Nope. Yes. Hey, is anyone from Chicago on the phone besides Grant, as far as that's rolling with Boots 12 and Hey Yo Steve and them, man, because, you know, I know they want to yell at me today and talk some trash, so I just want to make sure nobody they not on the phone because I lost a couple hundred dollars betting against them.
I want to know why Leon's so fucking scared of Street King.
Hold on. I got a question. You lost some money. What, Boots 12 won or Hey Yo Steve? Which one won?
Man, you know our green Camaro up here, they won, man. Hey, yo, Steve and had that orange Camaro y'all got down there, man. Beautiful, beautiful car, man. And I wanted to write that, our car up here that is very similar to it. And, man, they tossed some junk, man. There was some hostility up there, them staging lanes. It was a good race. And man, they got it off and they whooped our ass. That's all I can say. Clean,
hey, so
race.
Hey, so I couldn't get up there to bet you on that race.
You said what?
I couldn't even get up there to bet you on that race.
I'm glad you didn't, man, because I was going big on green, man.
Oh, no, I caught all the guys from Detroit in the backfield back there that was betting all them hundreds. I caught them in the backfield.
Man, I mean, that car went from not starting up. I know Steve and them, man, him and his crew, y'all did a great job. That car couldn't start. They didn't even get a pass, and they were so fired up, man. They were just ready to lock in, and boy, they got that car running, they whooped our ass, man. So much love to them. You know, I still don't like Chicago, but they definitely put on the show and once kicked our butt with that race. So that was a good race.
That was a good one now. Turbo versus Turbo. Out the back door.
Yep. And the thing was, the orange car was losing. I'm looking at it now. The orange car is losing, and he drove around Selena. He drove right around us. And I don't know where Three Lug at, because I ain't going to let that guy down either way. I heard you, man. Three Lug is scared of Street King. He's scared of him.
No, that's Leon. Come on, Leon.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Leon
don't
want nothing
with
Street King. And Three Lug don't want no problem with white trash, neither.
And Wayne, did I hear correct? Wayne, you was piloting white trash yesterday.
Yes, he was, Donna.
he was down in there.
I get on a plane with him any day.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Well, y'all fellas, I got to get off this thing. I guess I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow night on Jay Barnes' show, and some of y'all I might be calling personally tomorrow. But I'm glad y'all got that issue resolved, and let's just keep it racing, man. Try to keep it clean, and let's, you know, do our thing, man. So,
yes,
appreciate
sir.
Y'all, man. Y'all
yes,
have
sir.
I appreciate you, man. Time.
Hello, hello, hey, so you still there?
Yeah, we are.
Heavy Gang, what's going on, baby?
Somebody went on me, I know he's saying hold on for a minute.
What was the resolution to the problem?
Okay. Who's this? Who we got?
You know who we got?
Huh?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who we got?
Yeah, we are. You good, bro? You good?
Yeah.
Hello.
Actually, I missed the resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Too.
I hear everybody saying hello. Yeah, that was Street King called me, and he's going to talk to Randy, and, you know, he'll let us know tomorrow. So.
Hey, Peso.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Rick.
Yeah, that was just, it was Slops downstairs. With that situation with Vance and Ride or Die, Slops is, he's going to pay them that $500, that lockup. He's the DP, man. So he's a man of his word, right? What he said he was wrong, but to keep the confusion down, and you seen that shit was going to go somewhere it shouldn't go yesterday, last night.
Hey, look, man, for everybody on this phone, man, this is why we have DP, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't leave yourself open for no bullshit, man. It's worth it, man. If a DP man charges you nothing, if he charges you $50, if he charges you $100, and y'all out there betting for $3,000, it's worth it, man. Cut all the bullshit out, man. And that's why you got a good DP, man. Because a good DP, man, will go over every stipulation for you. Don't leave yourself open for no bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
What was the final solution for the race tonight?
I'm glad you're saying that because, I mean, you know, I know they were saying, you know, what I said, and they started getting down to the black and white, but it's like, you know, I had about 10 people tell me what I said, and they all agreed that I said that after that second round of that shootout, they needed to have them cars in the staging lane because, you know, I knew what was going on. I knew what was running. You know, I was doing my best to facilitate that whole, you know, situation with them. But that car sat there for over an hour, you know, and I said that clearly too. And, you know, Slouch was my witness. He said, Peso said after the second round of the shootout, y'all need to get them cars in his lane, you know, and be ready to run. And that car was never there. He tried coming around the corner after the final round of the shootout, and Milo wasn't having it. You know, it was late, you know, with the fast off bedtime, and they had to shut it down at some point.
Well, you heard me call it five times, all green cars to the lane.
Yeah, man. I think we couldn't have made it no clearer that if you had a race, or if you were trying to get down or do something, you needed to be in the lane once you started paging. I mean, we made it very clear. You know, and I was also at that point too, man, but, you know, with me not being a DP man, I didn't know the stakes of that race. You know, I just stated what I said and when that car should have been in the lane, and that was my 2 cents. This National ET is going to be pretty good, though, man. I hope we can see some good action.
All right, guys. I'm checking out. I'm going to get off the phone now. So if anything you guys want to say, let me know what's up before I get out.
Hey, man, Johnny Quick is the man. Thank you for coming on the call, and I'll hear from you tomorrow, man. I'll call you when we get on the call tomorrow and figure out what we're doing. All
right, thanks for reminding me. I'll forget about it.
I got you.
Hey, Wayne.
Later.
Yeah, peace.
Who was that, Big Danny?
What's up, Big Fred? What's happening, baby?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, man.
What's up, Danny?
Hey, Danny Quick was on this game the whole day, man. He was the most consistent one going down that track. And I told him, I said, man, Johnny Quick gonna win it. They're like, no, he ain't. I'm like, yeah, okay. He was the most consistent I seen going down the track.
And he won it.
Yeah. Give him good props for that. He did win it.
Yeah.
So whenever y'all do throw a next shootout, man, it's gonna be a humbug down there. Because everybody gonna get prepared to knock out Johnny Quick. But they gonna have a rough time trying to knock him out. I can tell y'all that now.
Oh yeah. That can't even do nothing to get faster.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Man, he gonna be hard to get along with up there. A lot of them guys be nice. All them cars up there, them stocks and smoking automatic cars, man, they gonna have problems with him. You better be on your game fooling with him. I can tell you that much now. Johnny Quick got me some nice money up there, too. I'm like, ooh, wait, look at this here.
What's up with your boy, Leon? Why Leon didn't get down with Street King?
You said who?
I said, why Leon didn't get down with Street King?
Man, you see, he kept having 4th of July. So how you going to get down with him?
I didn't see it. I don't know. I was on the crew chief, so I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't walk
man,
all the way.
He kept having them backfires. You can't get out with nobody. You having backfires, and the guy don't have no backfires. You in trouble.
Yeah.
You know that? That's like a guy running somebody down the track, and he's spinning, the other guy getting down the track. You ain't going to be no fool now. He ain't gonna get no money away. But you know Leon gonna get it right. When he get through with all of the backfires and stuff, he gonna come for him. You already know that. That's gonna be a hell of a rivalry too. Leon and Street King.
Yeah.
They 1-1 right now. So, you know.
Yeah.
They 1-1, so however the next couple of weeks play out, or if they meet at the No ET, or they meet at the Meltdown, they going to meet somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And if both of them right, it's going to be whoever leave off the tree.
Bottom line. That's what I like about that 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no errors in there.
Nope, you gotta be on your P's and Q's, baby.
Yeah, they said that's when the grown men come out to play, when they run the 8 Mile. I said, oh, I learn something new every day. All that old acting a fool and spinning and diddy bopping, man, please, you ain't got no time to recover.
Right.
It was a nice shootout, though. I tell you that much, because it had some turbo cars in there, some pro charge cars, and some nitrous cars. You had a mix up of everything in there.
Yeah, we had a good turnout.
And afterwards, a nitrous car won it all.
Yeah.
And we come to Chicago, Detroit, Chicago, fuck up all y'all motherfuckers.
Never that. Hey Wayne.
So make sure
a lot of the guys ain't even ready yet, Wayne.
Hey, that wasn't me talking.
Oh, who was that said that? Yeah, that was you over there sneak talking, Wayne.
This was just the Detroit Mac over here, man. You know how y'all got Sweet Willie? We got the Detroit Mac.
Hey, Wayne. You seen that purple car come out of nowhere. Y'all like, where that car come way from? Yeah. Yeah. You seen that purple Nova come out of nowhere.
Hey. Nice. Ooh, that nice bitch, stuff. Man, I don't like when nobody got a car prettier than mine. That motherfucker was looking good.
Yeah, you know, Jeff,
man, we sat there and talked to him. They straight guys, man.
I will say, Outkast,
Ground and Pound, Set on Kill, Eastside Stranglers, Save the Black, Tate the Great, they all 100, man.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, there's a lot more races that y'all haven't seen just come out yet, man.
Boost 12, all of them, I mean cool ass motherfuckers. The only two motherfuckers y'all can keep is that goddamn Leon and Three Lil. Y'all keep good motherfuckers.
you see Halo Steve, he come out with his Camaro. Y'all didn't know where that came from. Y'all like, where he from?
Which car was that? You
ain't
see that motherfucker?
That
was that pro-charged bitch?
Yeah, orange turbo charged Camaro. They ran Cellini Racing.
Yeah.
Hey Wayne, y'all gotta come over, man. When Halo Steve had them King of the Streets, man. Y'all gotta come over for that, man. Yeah, I'm talking about shooting action.
You know what I'm gonna do, Danny? I'm gonna come watch the first one because which one they don't prep the track?
Man, you gotta have your own VHT.
It's
King of the Streets. Well, you come with your VHT.
Go ahead.
See, the weather right now, last year when they did it, the weather was kind of messed up. You know, it was like 40, 50 degrees. See,
right.
He said it was going to be about a couple of weeks. So you already know the weather going to be great. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like you street racing, but you at the track. So you got to glue your man down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Come on over, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, they have some nice spots up there. I think it'd be like $5,000-$6,000 up there to the winner.
Oh yeah. We coming. But that one with the limited track prep, I gotta watch it first before I come jump in the fire. You know what I mean?
I mean, Wayne, you can bring. I mean, you ain't gotta bring nothing that's super fast. If you just want to just say, I want to get in it just to see how it's feeling. How to be in that? Cause remember, Boosted GT. Remember they came all the way from Texas. They wanted to run Beers, and then they wind up picking Beers in the first round.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Either way, you know, I know I got at least 5 or 6 trips planned going over to Chicago this year, so it's gonna be all good.
Man, that King of the Streets, man, that's tough beat. And you got cars from all over to be coming. You're like, man, where are these people coming from? And it's all day racing, all day to the end.
Right. Okay. We'll see.
Hey, so Big Wayne, what can the fans expect from Never Scared Racing and Peso Production as far as going forward? Your first successful event that you put on, you and Peso yesterday, what can the fans look for in the future?
Just bringing more action, making it, you know, as fan-friendly as possible, as racer-friendly as possible. We don't want to turn this grudge racing into class racing. We want to keep it grudge, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, just try to put on a show. You know, we want it to where, you know, you can come, you can race, you can bring your family, bring your cousins, your coworkers. You know, everybody come out, fellowship, barbecue, you know, drink, have a good time, you know, and see some good racing.
Yeah, that's all I want.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So, and I think we pretty much did that, man, you know. And sometimes what everybody got to understand is very seldom does any racing event go 100% perfect.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's not
so,
going to happen all the time.
Exactly. So it's not always what happens. It's how you handle what happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, and as you can see, we got this little thing resolved, and we're moving in the right direction. And hopefully come May 26th or 25th, our next OET, we get to see Young Money, you know, Street King versus Johnny Quick, you know, Johnny Quick Racing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And hopefully, you know, you get to see if you... Let's put it this way. Detroit got some nice, nice cars, and yesterday was just a glimpse of what's to come.
Right.
We got Dom coming out here. You know, we still ain't seen Chemo, you know what I mean? You got Drew from over there in Jackson. You got White Mike. You got Johnny Williams, the Riddler. You got Mayberry. You know, you got Tommy and them over on the east side. You know what I mean? It's a lot of cars. You know, you still got Avery over there. You know, you got Little Wheel. You got east side Mike. You know what I mean? It's a lot of cars. You got Cecil. You got Doozy. You know, we ain't even got started yet. You know what I mean? You still Skip, you know, you got Skip with his black car. You know, always do what it do. So, you know, it's coming. You got Jimbo, you know, his new car coming out this year. You know,
can't wait for that one.
Huh?
Can't wait for that one. I can't wait for that one. I miss Jimbo driving and getting down talking shit, but he was so quiet yesterday. He didn't know what to do with himself.
He wasn't quiet. Jimbo was, dude, you wouldn't understand how much Jimbo was helping me out. Because my first
Jimbo was working
passes,
right along with us.
Exactly.
We were working like a motherfucker yesterday. All of them.
My first three passes down the track, my niceness was not coming on. That boy was over there working just as hard as anybody on that team. Believe that. You know, sometimes, you know, you respect the guy to get in these cars and drive fast, but you get a different level of respect when they're not in the driver's seat, but they still there with you 100. You can't do, man, you love that and respect that. And I appreciate it. Believe that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I had certain drivers, you know, that, you know, when they wasn't driving my car and shit, they turned the other way, went and hit under the rock, you know what I mean? Nah, not Jimbo, you know what I mean? That guy was 100 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course. I just want to, you know, honey, this is going to be my closing remarks because I got to start editing some videos for y'all.
Yeah, I'm out there. Let's
Hello.
Yeah. Everybody see that?
Yeah,
Pacer. It's Fred.
I think Pacer went off.
Hold on. Here we go. Go ahead.
Gage Photography, K Dubs, and everybody, man, they was just out there doing their thing. Willa Illis, Slosh came out, man, showed some love and support, man. So to my media team, I thank y'all. Thank you for the respect, too, as far as holding off on the stuff. So thank everybody, man. We'll definitely be doing this again.
All right. I want to thank Peso Productions, Grudge Inc., Modern Dragway, Big Fred, Little Fred, my family, the rest of my Never Scared team, my coworkers at work, and everybody that showed up, showed out, Young Money, Johnny Quick, Brian Davis, Outcast, Ground and Pound, Set on Kill, Larry, Leroy, Melvin. You know, I know I'm forgetting people. I hate to say names because you always forget somebody.
Oh, yeah, you're going to forget me, Hard Wayne. You're going
to
forget me, Hard Wayne.
The gazillionaire and his kids came out, you know. Appreciate everybody, man, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, Bad Company, man. I forgot that, too, man. Brian Davis, Bad Company. Appreciate that,
yeah,
too, man.
J.R. Gibson, you know what I mean? Everybody.
Yeah.
We can go for days on all the people that came out, man.
Yeah, Regulated Racing, Blackstain. I saw everybody in the house last night.
Hey, yep. Wayne, next time when you're in Facebook putting on, man, tell them you want at least an 8-car minimum for that shootout, man. That way you can bring everybody out. There's gonna be a lot of gambling going on that day when y'all do the next shootout. Just tell them like 8-car.
You know what happened though? You're right, but we got to respect the fact that up north, everybody wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
So we got something in the works, so, you know, we'll let y'all know in a quick minute. We'll let y'all know. This ain't the last, guys. All right. Big Friend, final comment?
Hey, final comment?
Yeah.
It was a great event yesterday. Great people. Don't let a few spoil it for everybody. And everybody just keep it 100 and stay safe, man. And do what we do.
All right, Lil Fred.
Yeah. It went down. We did our thing. I just want to say we started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Tim Dog, you still on, Tim Dog? Tim Dog gone. Big Will, you still there?
Yeah. Hey man, just letting everybody know I had a good time, and you know, can't wait to see you guys again. Come down to Chi-Town, we can get with it.
All right, Big Danny, the Gazillion there.
Yeah, my final thought is, we need a VIP session so where the gamblers can sit at right on the starting line, because I couldn't get up there to get my gamble on. I had to catch the guys in the backfield. That's my final thought.
Hey, you know what? We going to do that, but we going to keep that off the radio. You won't leave yourself open for certain shit, but that's a good idea.
No, what I'm saying, though, Wayne, is, like, people that want to gamble, have a section to the side over there. That way, they ain't got to be on the track where they keep moving them back and forth. Just put them to the side.
Right.
And as y'all gamble, y'all go over there. That way, y'all can see the cars. Y'all can just stand right there and gamble instead of being on the track where they got to keep stopping the event. That's all I'm just saying, Wayne. That's all.
Okay. It's going to be the VIP box. I got you. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't have a board in front of me, so anybody else on the phone that got a final comment, please go ahead.
Well, don't sound like it's time to go night night.
All right. Peace.
I'm out.